Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
Best way to hire.
Are you feeling a little bit better about Iowa basketball today than you were yesterday? 319-366-1600. Welcome in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio and this show. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Online at KGYMradio.com. As a matter of fact, that's our poll question today. Are you feeling a little bit better about Iowa basketball today than you were yesterday when the Jordan Bohannon news broke? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids. Good show lined up for you today. Brad Botkin of CBSSports.com is going to be with us in about 20 minutes as we'll look back on a pretty lopsided affair last night in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals as Toronto has evened things up with Milwaukee. Also, John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye is going to stop by for a little bit of a potpourri segment in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. John is in town covering the Burlington Bees as they take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels in a doubleheader at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. Also covers Iowa basketball and a number of other subjects, so I'm going to pick John's brain about everything that's going on in recent weeks with the Iowa basketball program. 6 o'clock showdown tonight becomes the 5 o'clock face-off, your opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. That's coming up at, let's call it 5:25 tonight. But first, I'm surprised that you're here today. I thought maybe you would call in sick to work.
Oh, no, we can't play. Nope. It's not there yet. We can't play that.
I thought you would call in sick to work. And seriously, how many Blues fans are working today? You guys.
Not much. Not many that were in the city of St. Louis to celebrate last night. I was not. I am here in Eastern Iowa, so I can say that I watched the game. I went grocery shopping after to blow off a little steam to wear me out a little bit so I could go to sleep. I got to sleep at a somewhat decent hour so I could be here today. But as I was watching the post-game show on Fox Sports Midwest, you could literally hear the music and the screaming and the partying in the background because their studio is at Ballpark Village. There was quite the celebration going on, and hopefully an even bigger one coming up in a couple of weeks.
What days are the home games in St. Louis at the Enterprise Center?
Now, I'm glad you brought this up because we had a texter asking this question. This is going to come in handy for Cardinals, Cubs fans who are visiting St. Louis next week. The series starts on Monday night, so it'll go Monday, Wednesday, and the NHL actually did a very smart thing and spaced out games 2 and 3. So there will be 2 days between games 2 and 3. So that means that on Wednesday, game 2, Saturday, game 3 in St. Louis, which is the same day as Cardinals-Cubs game 2 in St. Louis.
That is, you're not even going to have to call in sick if you wind up going to that.
I am going to that. It's
you
official.
Are going to that. Okay, that was going to be my next question because there's no way. Look, the Cubs were in the World Series in 2016, and it was just an absolute tough time in my life because we were bringing my son home from the hospital and getting used to all of that and everything. And my wife was like, no, you've got an opportunity to go see the Cubs in the World Series. You need to go. This is uncharted territory here, to the point where you actually had writers explaining or pointing out to people last night why no one was touching the Campbell Trophy,
right?
Which I felt
it's unlucky.
I thought it's a little condescending, I guess, but at the same time, if you haven't been there in 49 years, maybe you need a little bit of a refresher there because hockey guys don't touch that trophy because the job's not done. There's only one trophy that you want to touch and raise over your head, and that would be the Stanley Cup. So that series will get underway on Monday. We're going to have Sean Leahy, who covers the St. Louis Blues, the beat writer for, I believe it's the Post-Dispatch, with us on Friday's edition of the program. We are, by the way, not on Monday, Memorial Day Monday. We never are, just have not mentioned that this week, so I want to put that in everybody's ear. We'll get to the Blues again more in the 5 o'clock hour because as you and I just scratched the surface on this last night, but it's extremely improbable that the St. Louis Blues are in the Stanley Cup Finals, because at one point this year they were dead last in the league.
Yes,
dead last.
I'm not going to tease too much or give away what we're going to talk about during that segment in the 5 o'clock hour, but I will say that it involves freezing cold take tweets from yours truly,
and pretty much. Look, it's standard sports operating procedure in this day and age to start piecemealing guys off and rebuilding and thinking about next year, and the Blues didn't do any of that, and here they are. Now, I don't think that's going to be the game changer for other hockey teams or other professional sports, but again, touching on that in the 5 o'clock hour before we give away the $30 La Cantina gift card. The Iowa basketball news today, and it comes on two fronts, is actually good news. First off, you have Joe Wieskamp making it official today that he is going to take his name out of consideration for the NBA draft and return to school. And I think everybody was expecting that. This comes as very little bit of a surprise. The sort of surprise here is that Iowa announced the hiring of Billy Taylor today as Fran McCaffrey's third assistant coach. Billy Taylor's a guy who has previous ties to Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa staff. He was actually here on staff for three seasons as a video coordinator before moving on for a head coaching opportunity at Belmont Abbey, which I believe is a Division II school. And so you have closure there, I guess, if you're an Iowa basketball fan. And Fran McCaffrey seems to be tightening the ranks. As we speculated, he was going to go out and look for somebody that he had a previous relationship with, somebody that he trusts. And if you're an Iowa basketball fan, I think it's hard to view this as anything other than a good hire, because you get a guy immediately who can hit the ground running, who's extremely familiar not only with Fran McCaffrey's style of coaching and what he's looking for in recruits, but you also have a guy who's familiar with the school that hired him, so he's able to go out and hit the recruiting trail and sell.
I was actually surprised that his name didn't come up more in the process when Fran McCaffrey was looking for a new assistant coach, because Billy Taylor was the head coach at Ball State University when a certain freshman at Ball State University was a Cardinal. He has previous head coaching experience. He coached at Ball State and Lehigh, Belmont Abbey. And he was the director of operations, like you mentioned, from 2014 to 2016 at Iowa. And we've talked about in the past how loyal Fran McCaffrey is to guys that he knows and he trusts. And I didn't necessarily know how things were going at Belmont Abbey or whether or not Billy Taylor would be interested in returning, but clearly he is, and he will now be an assistant coach on the bench as opposed to his director of basketball operations job that he had following his tenure at Ball State for three seasons.
It's interesting because there was an assumption, and I was certainly guilty of this as well, but everything that I had heard was that Courtney Eldridge, who's the current video coordinator, was brought to Iowa City under the assumption that if a job opened up on the staff, that he would have the inside track for it, and that apparently was not the case. So Billy Taylor returns to Iowa City, and now, barring any sort of completely crazy story out of left field, I think we have officially closed the books on Iowa basketball for 2019, knock on wood, as Alex is doing, and moving on to the 2019-2020 season. Again, are you feeling better about Iowa basketball today after a 24-hour waiting period, a moratorium, if you will? By the way, all indications are that the Jordan Bohannon hip surgery was successful this morning. I know his brother was tweeting about Jordan being wheeled into the operating room. So now the recovery process begins for Jordan, and it's up to Fran McCaffrey and his coaching staff, now complete, to figure out how to move forward. I saw they offered an eighth grader the other day, which is par for the course now. And they're certainly out there hitting the recruiting trail hard, is doing as much as they're allowed to do right now. But it's been an interesting 24-hour period for the Iowa basketball program. Now, the really good news here, if you're a Hawkeye fan, is that Joe Wieskamp is coming back. I think it was pretty much a foregone conclusion, but this had been such a wacky off season that you really had no idea.
You didn't. You figured that Joe Wieskamp was going to be coming back, but I think there was a lot of bad juju out there around the program that you were just waiting for that announcement to come that he was going to the NBA. But I think this at least gives them a glimmer of hope that a guy like Joe Wieskamp, who has all Big Ten potential, can step up, get the NBA evaluation, improve his game, and be one of those guys that can carry a team. And I'm not necessarily sure that he's going to be that in his sophomore year, but there's that glimmer of hope that he can be that type of player. And we all know how much one unbelievable player, one really, really good player in basketball can lift an entire team. And he's going to need to be great. He's going to need to be great if this team wants to get back to the postseason next year in any fashion, whether it's the NCAA tournament or the NIT. But at least, could you imagine, had he decided not to come back, next year would have been a complete rebuilding year. And there would have been very, very little excitement going into the season at all for anybody to latch on to this team.
I still don't think there's going to be a ton of excitement, but I do understand.
But there's that glimmer of
I do understand where you're coming from.
There's Joe Wieskamp, at least.
The Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line is available for you to use to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Same number if you want to pick up the phone and give us a call. It is 319-366-1600. I see by a cursory glance at the text line that you have Badger Mike hopping aboard the St. Louis bandwagon. You are more than welcome, if you are a KGYM listener, to hop on board the St. Louis Blues bandwagon along with Alex Kuhn. He will lead you to the promised land.
Come on and come join.
And as you know, if you've listened to the program, I made the stunning announcement a little over a week ago, or around a week ago, that I too was on the St. Louis Blues bandwagon for the remainder of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and now the Stanley Cup finals. And I'm being completely serious about that, because 49 years without being in the finals, having never won the Stanley Cup, I'm all in on seeing Alex and the rest of the St. Louis Blues fans celebrate. And I know that's sort of opposite of what you would expect from somebody who identifies as a Chicago Blackhawks fan and have been one pretty much my entire life since I was about 7 or 8 years old and came across the Blackhawks broadcasts on the radio late at night. There's so much hatred and vitriol and stupidness to sports rivalries that
especially since Twitter was introduced to all of this.
Yes. And so I'm going to try to take the high road here. I'm trying. Now, there's one St. Louis Blues fan in particular who is a particular hemorrhoid on Twitter, and I don't know whether or not I'm going to be able to overcome that particular person to successfully get to the end of this social experiment or not, but I'm on board. I don't care about the rivalry. I know certainly I have friends that were already talking trash last night about the Bruins, and that's fine. Go ahead and do it. But I want to see a little more joy in the world, and I think the Blues are now America's team for those people who even have a scant knowledge or a tiny allegiance to the sport of ice hockey, because aren't we all tired of seeing Boston sports teams win? I mean, baseball, you get the Red
Sox.
3 in 1 year.
Do we really need
Patriots.
Another one?
Ed, if you're listening, I'm sorry. My pal Boston Bo, who listens to the program, please don't take any personal offense here, but the city of Boston, after having survived 86 years without a World Series winner, and I think they have more championships now than they know what to do with. So spread the wealth a little bit. Share it with a team that has never even sniffed the Stanley Cup before.
It was interesting because 365 days ago, I was sitting on my couch rooting for the Washington Capitals for that very reason. Because, Todd, I think exactly what you're going for was the reasoning I'm watching the Capitals and feeling all the pain that I felt as a Blues fan my entire life. And realizing the Capitals experience exactly the same thing, having all those great players come through there and never being able to get over the hump of the Pittsburgh Penguins for most of their time. So they won the Cup last year, and now I never thought a year later I would be in that same position with my I wasn't sure that I would ever see the Blues in a Stanley Cup. If they weren't going to get there with the myriad of great coaches from Al Arbor to Scotty Bowman to Ken Hitchcock to Joel Quenneville.
Listen to him rattle off
Brett
all those
Hull.
Blackhawks legends there.
I know.
Brett Hull, son of the great Bobby Hull,
Al
Joel
McInnes,
Quenneville.
Chris Pronger, and they still didn't get to the Stanley Cup final. I wasn't sure it was ever going to happen.
Al Arbor was a Blackhawk many, 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 many years ago. Leo in Iowa City, though, on the text line says he's not jumping on the bandwagon. He's a Blackhawks fan. And will be the biggest Bruins fan for the next few weeks. What's more fun? I want to hear from the audience on this. What's more fun, rooting for your team in a championship to win or rooting against your rival in a championship situation when your team isn't involved? 319-366-1600. Because there seems to me to be a lot more interest when your team is out of it and the rival is still in the running, rooting against it.
Because you're rooting with house money, right? You're not stressed out.
I think maybe that's a huge part of it. But I see people that take more pleasure in rooting against a team like the Cardinals when they're in the World Series than took pleasure in the Cubs winning in 2016.
And vice versa.
Which I guess is what makes rivalries so fantastic, but it's also what makes this Iowa-Iowa State thing just absolutely tiresome. And I looked in the mirror earlier today, and I've got more gray hair at my temples than I ever have before. And I think it's because for the last week or so, I've been reading about television ratings for the Alamo Bowl as opposed to the Outback. Really? That's what you guys are arguing about at this point, is TV ratings? Winning the bowl game doesn't matter. It's how many eyeballs are on the bowl game. Well, I guess when neither team is involved in the national championship picture, you hang your hat on the closest peg to you. 319-366-1600. For the record, the ratings for the Alamo Bowl were very, very good. Much better than the Outback Bowl, which has been pointed out.
I think better than most of the Stanley Cup playoff games
combined
or something like that.
I don't know how to approach the idea of ratings in 2019 because, as we mentioned,
unless they're super obvious, like Tiger and golf, or
there was a 36% downturn in the PGA Championship ratings, and that's because not only was Brooks Koepka running away with things over the weekend, but Tiger wasn't involved. There was a serious dip in ratings for the Preakness because there was no second leg of the Triple Crown, the second jewel, to worry about. So when there's very little interest for the casual fan to be dialed in, you're just not going to get those ratings. And I still contend that things have changed as far as how we consume our media. And I know that they're making great efforts to catalog and keep track of the ratings the same way that they would have 20, 30 years ago. I just don't know how you do that in this day and age where people are recording things or just watching highlights or streaming it online, catching up later. I know people actually get paid to do this, and they'll tell me it. The ratings outfit that they have standards in place in 2019 that are just as accurate as they were 30 years ago. I don't know whether I buy that or not. And that's why I don't put too much stock in the ratings unless they prove my point, at which point then they become...
Then they're the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. If something proves my point, then I believe in it. If something doesn't, then I discredit it.
Discount that's it. Pro football focus for me. It's like, oh, look at his rating. And then you see another guy who you think is terrible with the rating. All these guys don't know what they're talking about.
Speaking of pro football, I saw earlier today reports out of the Windy City, and I know this is going to come as a massive surprise to everybody in Eastern Iowa, But it sure sounds like number 68, James Daniels, is a center now at this point.
He had a
shocking, right?
He had such a fantastic rookie
shocking
season.
That they decided to make that switch with him after he played that position so well in college at Iowa. There you go. I knew when they drafted him that that's what they had in mind. And he's such a fun story. He was a fun guy to get to know when he was at Iowa. And I'm sure you saw a couple weekends ago, graduation weekend, where he was searching on Twitter and social media. He wanted to find a number 68 Bears jersey in Iowa City. And the reason for it was he wanted to wear and did wear it as he crossed the stage at Carver Hawkeye Arena and got his degree, finishing his degree. He's a super intelligent kid, too. If he weren't playing football, he'd be out there making a lot of money doing something else.
And that's why I always tell the story of the first time where I got to interact with him at Media Day his sophomore year. Or maybe it was his sophomore year. You saw him play a little bit as a freshman, but then you talk to him and you saw the frame. You get the eye test of realizing how big he is and physically imposing he is. And you hear him talk and he's going through. He's just such an intelligent guy. And you just knew right away, okay, well, that's a guy that's going to be a top 2-round pick. And making this more impressive, Todd, the Bears had a Pro Bowl center in 2018 by the name of Cody Whitehair. Matt Nagy is having them switch positions. James Daniels is taking over at center for a Pro Bowler from 2018 and Cody Whitehair.
And most likely will not see any step back if you're Bears fan. As a matter of fact, you could see some progress moving forward. Some Major League Baseball finals from earlier today before we step aside for the first time this afternoon. Kyle's going to get you an Alexander Lumber Big Board update on the other side of this break, and then Brad Botkin of CBS Sports will be with us. Milwaukee and Cincinnati had a fun one today. The Brewers beating the Reds 11-9 at Miller Park. The Cardinals ran into the Kansas City Royals buzzsaw 8-2.
Cardinals better thank the Blues.
Well, the Cardinals, I think there were a number of Cardinals players who were at the game.
They were.
Last night. I saw Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, maybe a little bit of a Blues hangover there today.
There were a number of Blues players at the Cardinals games, and let's just say Fox Sports Midwest filled a lot of the content of that game interviewing Cardinals players.
Jorge Soler hit a big home run today as the Royals are victorious 8-2. Texas beat Seattle 2-1, and Oakland on top of Cleveland 7-2. Twins will continue their series against the Angels tonight, trying to do something perhaps you heard Chris Atterbury earlier today say has not been done since, I believe it was 1996, the Twins sweeping the Angels on the road in Anaheim. White Sox at Houston and the Cubs continuing their series with the Phillies. Javier Baez back in the lineup tonight for the Chicago Cubs after a heroic pinch hit walk-off last night. So that heel injury is nothing to lose any sleep over. 425, we'll take a quick timeout. As we mentioned, we come back. Kyle's going to get you filled in. A big board update. Colonels playing 2 against the Burlington Bees today. And then Brad Botkin of CBS Sports is going to be along with us to tell us how he thinks the Raptors and Bucks respond in the wake of a tied series now at 2 games apiece. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM after this.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 9 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Oh, Disturbed, the Evolution Tour. Down with the sickness. October 9th. Are you ready? U.S. Cellular Center. Get up. New album, Evolution, out now. Special guest. in this moment. Disturbed live. Darkness, my own. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Whether your project's below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We sell expertly maintained used equipment from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
You don't want to miss Thursdays at the Colonels. Every Thursday home game, fans 18 and older can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 50-inch TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water. College students, show your college ID at the ticket office for a club ticket and two hot dogs for $9. Get tickets at Colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930 ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
Willpower is one of the greatest names in sports history, in my personal opinion. I love that. Ever, I think, and I also think of Homer Simpson and that Simpsons episode when he changed his name every time. I think that was Max Power when Homer changed his name. 4:30, we welcome you back in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North gyms, respectively. You can also catch this circus on KGYMradio.com, either live on the stream or later on. Listen to the podcast. Again, the website, KGYMradio.com. Kyle is with us. Before he lines up, Brad Botkin of CBS Sports, we'll have a little NBA playoff discussion for you on the way. Kyle's going to bring you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. You can find Alexander Lumber at their temporary location in Iowa City, 2802 Independence Drive, and the Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert Street.
This was pretty expected, but lately it feels like any good news for Iowa basketball would at least be a little bit surprising. Joe Wieskamp announced that he officially withdrew his name from the NBA draft and will be returning to Iowa for his sophomore season. Joe was actually second among Big Ten qualifiers at over 42% from beyond the arc as a freshman, was third on the team in scoring and second in rebounding, and now with Jordan Bohannon's surgery this morning, Wieskamp appears poised to take the reins for the Hawkeyes. There were actually two big bits of not bad news for the Hawkeyes today, the second being that Billy Taylor was hired on to Fran McCaffrey's staff, filling the void left by Andrew Francis. This will be Taylor's fourth separate stint working with McCaffrey, most recently serving as Iowa's director of basketball operations from 2014 to 2016 before taking a head coaching job at Division II Belmont Abbey. After a rough couple weeks to end the regular season, the Big Ten baseball tournament represents the Hawkeyes' only chance to make it to the postseason, and that struggle begins tonight against top-seeded Indiana. First pitch will be around the midpoint of our show today, so we'll keep you updated. Once we get off the air, we were supposed to have the Kevin Durant-less Warriors struggling to maintain the dynasty against the Blazers, but it turns out they're totally fine. So tonight, all we're going to have is the Twins and the Angels on the North Gym at 7:30.
Colonels playing that doubleheader today at Veterans Memorial Stadium, unfortunately dropping Game 1 to the Burlington Bees. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye will be with us to talk Hawkeye sports and more inside the 6 o'clock hour. Has Iowa State become the bear? Jamie Pollard making some incendiary comments at the Cyclone tailgate tour last night at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. He was... Actually, these comments are from the stop in Dubuque. My apologies. I thought it was Cedar Rapids. But talking about the It's a Cyclone State billboard that still has Iowa fans buzzing here in eastern Iowa. Jamie was quoted as saying, back then we needed to poke the bear. Now we've become the bear. Might have some discussion fodder.
I thought Chris Felica was the bear.
We may have some discussion fodder for the program later on tonight.
Absolutely. There's nothing I love more than low-hanging fruit.
Todd. But nothing I love more than litigating something that cannot be determined, because Iowa fans will say one thing and Iowa State fans will say the other thing. 4:33, we welcome you. How are they the bear right now, though? I don't understand that. But we'll get into that. I'd rather talk about the NBA right now. Brad Bodkin with us of CBS Sports. And Brad, as the Golden State Warriors sit back and cool their heels, we've got a pretty interesting series going on in the Eastern Conference as Toronto comes back to knot things up at two games apiece last night. This thing looks like it's going the full seven. Would you agree?
Yeah, probably. I mean, neither team's been able to take care of business on the opposing team's floor. I hesitate to say that Toronto can take it to seven because, I mean, we look like we're playing with about a 60% at best Kawhi Leonard. I wouldn't be totally surprised if the Bucks win game five and then go back and finish it in Toronto, just because Kawhi seems to be getting worse. And I don't really anticipate Toronto's bench playing the way it did in game four in game five in Milwaukee. I still lean toward the Bucks, and I don't know if it goes seven, but I know what you're saying. It definitely could. I don't like the Kawhi factor. It's difficult for me to envision them winning another game, really, if he keeps deteriorating.
We talked about the Milwaukee Bucks. If they want to be as dangerous of a team as we think they can be moving forward, they have to be hitting shots. Is there any concern about the way that Eric Bledsoe is playing, especially in this series?
Yeah, no question there's concern. I talked to a handful of scouts before the playoffs started. We're kind of going through what the weakness for each team would be, and this is certainly Milwaukee's. For as great as Giannis is, there is a pretty organized plan to defending him. You wall him off. Boston did it. Now Toronto's doing it. And you can't, even a guy who's sort of, quote, as unstoppable as Giannis getting to the rim, you can't barrel through three and four defenders to the rim every time. You've got to have that release valve to kick it out to open shooters, because, of course, defenders can't be two places at one time. In order to wall Giannis off, they got to leave shooters open. But if those shooters aren't making shots, the Bucks become very beatable. And Eric Bledsoe is certainly one of those guys that's got to make shots. He didn't perform well in the playoffs last year. He's not playing well again this year, certainly in this series. Mirotić has got to hit shots. You wonder if Budenholzer might look to a lineup adjustment. Does George Hill replace Bledsoe? You know, how patient does he remain with some of this stuff? But there's no question about it. As great as Giannis is, this is the biggest question for the Bucks. As guys who are unproven at this stage of the playoffs, Bledsoe, Mirotić, Brogdon, even Brooke Lopez, at this stage of the playoffs, they've never been tested. And they're going to have to make shots because Giannis, again, because of his inability to shoot, he can't barrel through defenders at the rim every single time. So they've got to make shots, and Bledsoe not making them is certainly a concern.
What is the level of concern for Golden State getting a little rusty here? They finished things up so early in their series that they're going to sit around for quite a while before they play another game.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely take the rest over the rough, so to speak. That, you know, Durant's hurt, Iguodala's hurt, Curry's still not 100%. So this time off is certainly going to be more beneficial to them than any potential rust I think that they might be concerned about. You know, Golden State is just playing so well right now. Obviously, the bigger question with them is how does Kevin Durant reintegrate? Do they keep this rhythm and flow and the way that Steph Curry's playing, with more control over the offense? He was down into the low 20s of a usage rate when Kevin Durant was playing. He's a guy that's historically been in the low to mid 30s. So he was really taken out of the offense by his standard. And it's obvious what the Warriors can do with him back in control. So You know, do they try to reintegrate Kevin Durant as sort of a 1B option and leave it in Steph Curry's hands, or do they go back to running everything through Durant and have Curry just kind of being an off-ball, off-screen runner and be compromised a bit? I think that's a much bigger concern than any kind of rust issue for the Warriors.
I want to go back to that series between Golden State and Portland. Prior to it, when Kevin Durant was injured, there were so many people out there saying that this team couldn't win a championship without Kevin Durant. Did we sort of forget how fun that 2016 team and before was to watch? Because that was vintage Golden State pre-Kevin Durant that we saw in four games against Portland.
Yeah, I'm not lumping myself into the we. I certainly didn't.
I know you didn't.
I think it's crazy.
That's why I asked you.
People have, I think, to a large degree, forgotten about 2015. For whatever reason, this Golden State team pre-Kevin Durant always had to be qualified by something. They didn't fit the traditional dominant superpower mold. Steph Curry didn't fit the superstar mold. And for that reason, people kept wanting to say, well, you can't win as a jump shooting team. They're going to have trouble with in these situations in the playoffs. And then even when they won in 2015, people more largely attributed it to Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving being out for the Cavs. They sort of always found an excuse. Even when they went 73-9 the next year in 2016, they said, well, they lost. If you think that losing a 3-1 lead and going 73-9 is evidence that a team needs something more, you're delusional. That team did not need Kevin Durant. He is a luxury. He makes them, when they're really operating at their apex, he makes them even more unbeatable. To me, Kevin Durant is the greatest insurance policy in the NBA. Because if Steph Curry does have an off game, if Steph Curry does get hurt, they have Kevin Durant. And that's not something that any other team can say. So he's an insurance policy. But obviously when they're operating at peak level the way they are right now, the way they did against Portland, they don't need Kevin Durant. I mean, facts are facts. They're, I think, 31-1 in their last 32 games that Curry plays and Durant doesn't. 31-1 since he showed up in 2016, they're 34-4. When Steph Curry plays and Kevin Durant doesn't. So that is the definition of being unnecessary. And I think you're right, speaking to the entertainment factor, they are definitely a more fun team to watch. There is no question about that. They're an easier team to bog down offensively when they start playing isolation through Kevin Durant. When Steph Curry is moving, the ball is moving. Now, not coincidentally, the bench is playing better. Klay Thompson is shooting better. Draymond Green is more energetic because when that style of play gets into everybody's bloodstream. And now everybody on the team is playing with that energy and that inclusivity that's frankly not there when Kevin Durant's dominating the ball. So Durant, great player, but again, how they reintegrate him is going to be big for this finals matchup. And I think if he does leave, I think we've gotten a glimpse that, if he leaves this summer, we've gotten a pretty good glimpse that Golden State's going to be just fine next year.
Brad Botkin with us from CBS Sports. You just referenced if he leaves this summer. Is there anything that could happen in the finals, say win or lose, that you see affecting his decision as to whether or not he becomes a free agent?
I don't know. It's certainly an interesting storyline. I mean, I certainly can't speak for what's going on in Kevin Durant's head, nor can anyone else, with all these speculative reports out there of if this happens, then he's going to do this. Some people say that Knicks are a foregone conclusion. Now, yesterday there was a report that the Clippers have emerged as an equal threat. You know, it's interesting. Let's say the Warriors win. Let's say they win the title and Durant comes back and he performs well in the finals. That's three straight. You could easily say, all right, man, I just three-peated. I've done everything that I've done, that I can do here. One more finals with the Warriors is not going to do anything for my legacy. I'm going to go try to prove myself and do it somewhere else. My work here is done. Or you could see him saying, hey, we won three straight. When was the last time somebody won four straight? Shaq didn't do it. Kobe didn't do it. LeBron didn't do it. Jordan didn't do it. Nobody did it. So Kevin Durant with a four straight finals now suddenly has a chance to catapult him into the greatest players of all time conversation. I could see him factoring that in. You know, I think it comes down to how much does Kevin Durant value playing with Steph Curry? Because that is a huge luxury. The shots that he gets, the space that Curry creates is not something he was ever afforded in Oklahoma City playing with Russell Westbrook. He had to earn his offense in a much harder way with Oklahoma City, and he certainly reaped the benefits of that in Golden State. How much does he benefit playing, or does he value playing with Curry versus how much does he value playing without Curry? which will then give him an opportunity to prove himself on his own. That fundamental question is something that only Kevin Durant can answer. And I think it's fair to say that there are different scenarios that could play out in these finals that could impact that decision one way or the other.
Brad, there are a lot of Bulls fans in Eastern Iowa, and they're after losing out on the lottery again, getting the seventh pick for the second consecutive year, there's a little bit of dejection with the front office and Gar Forman and John Paxson, the drafting. Now those general manager and president are saying that they want to go out and get a veteran player, and they need a point guard. If you are the Bulls, are you trying to trade up? Are you going for a Mike Conley? Are you looking for a point guard with an expiring contract? What are you doing at this point after you missed out on the lottery?
Yeah, didn't they try that already with Dwayne Wade and Rondo?
Oh, they did.
Thinking that a team that's obviously an eternity away from any sort of meaningful relevance, thinking you're going to go out and sign a Mike Conley, which I don't even think he's expiring. I could be wrong about that, but that's a lot of money. Mike Conley's not going to make the Bulls anything worth paying attention to. So, you know, trade up in the draft. I don't think this is a deep enough draft to warrant what you would have to give up to get up anywhere. I mean, Memphis is not going to give that pick to you. They're going to take Morant. So they're looking to deal Conley because of that. So, I mean, what do you trade up to maybe three, and you're looking at an R.J. Barrett, a Reddish, the kid from Vanderbilt, Garland, I guess, is a point. There's nobody there that I would see trading up for that I think in terms of a long-term structure, which is obviously what the Bulls have to play at this point, that I think would be worth what you would have to give up. And frankly, I don't think the Bulls really have enough to give up outside of Markkanen, which, I mean, you can't give up Markkanen, obviously. So what else are you going to give up that somebody's going to be willing to let you trade up with them? So, you know, I've heard rumors around the league that when and if Lonzo Ball becomes available, that he's somebody that he has expressed interest in coming to Chicago. I still think Lonzo Ball is a really good player. I think he's being compromised on the Lakers because he's not an off-ball player. He's not a guy that's just going to space the floor. He needs to be the guy with the ball in his hands, pushing the tempo, getting everybody involved, orchestrating kind of a four-out, five-out offense, similar to how a Ben Simmons needs to operate with shooters around him and space to work. You know, if the Bulls could provide that and sort of build around that, start to add some shooting on the periphery, Lauri Markkanen's obviously a guy that can stretch the floor. Lonzo Ball would be interesting to me. I think you could probably go out and get him from the Lakers. Let's say they strike out on the big-name free agents and Ball doesn't have to be included in a big trade package. They don't get Anthony Davis. They're not able to swing a deal for Bradley Beal. I could see them being willing to move Ball on a lesser move for potentially some future draft picks and a couple of players they could throw in that they feel like the Lakers feel like could help them now. I think a player like that, somebody who's kind of being miscast somewhere else, has kind of been devalued a little bit, is still young, can come in and help the Bulls. That's where I would put my attention.
Brad, what have we learned about the Los Angeles Lakers, given the post-Magic Johnson headlines that seem to be taking the league by storm?
What a total mess, right? Like, I mean, this thing is out in the open. The Lakers continue to do business as if they are somehow exempt from the way the rest of the NBA has to do business. They think they can continue to hire their friends and friends of friends and old players and people who are completely unqualified to do their job. Magic Johnson was completely unqualified to do that job and uncommitted to doing that job. One of the most telling things, everybody focused on all the backstabbing and the betrayal revelations that he dropped about Rob Pelinka, but the thing that I took most notice of was Magic said at the beginning of that ESPN interview that he discussed with Jeannie Buss that he makes more money in his outside of basketball business endeavors than he does as what he was operating as president of basketball operations for the Lakers. And he said he told Jeannie, I'm going to be in and out. I can't commit to this because I make more money doing other things. Running the Los Angeles Lakers or any NBA basketball team and being the end-all, be-all decision maker in terms of building a championship roster is not an in-and-out job. So if that's what Rob Pelinka was talking about, that Magic's talking about, he was backstabbing him and saying this guy needs to be in the office more, that's just speaking the truth. They're hiring guys who are not ready to do this job. And who's in Jeannie Buss's ear? Kurt and Linda Rambis? Rob Pelinka, who's Kobe Bryant's former agent? Magic Johnson, who had no interest and no qualifications for the job they just handed him? They were about to hire Ty Lue simply because LeBron, he used to coach LeBron James. They do everything in the laziest way possible and then think that it's just going to work out because they're the Lakers. It's not going to work out. And this isn't even rock bottom. This is not even rock bottom. If Frank Vogel comes in and does not have success early and they strike out on the market with free agents and this is suddenly a 40-win team again, LeBron James does not have a no-trade clause. You better believe that do we trade LeBron and try to maximize this thing? You better think those rumors are going to start flying. This isn't even necessarily rock bottom for the Lakers, and they've done it to themselves. They have, at every point, they have refused to go out and hire people who are qualified to do their jobs, who have proven success in other places. Magic Johnson has done absolutely nothing to prove that he can put together a winning basketball team. And not only do they give him the job to do it, they tell him he can only do it part-time. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And now they bring in Jason Kidd, who has a history of kind of undermining other front offices. He basically tried a complete takeover of the Brooklyn Nets front office. He wanted full authority there. That's how he got himself out of there. Then he did the same thing in Milwaukee. If you're trying to change the perception of your organization and this whole backstabbing and betrayal cloud that's hanging over you, why would you bring in a coach who has that same kind of cloud hanging over him? You're setting this up for him to be the guy in line to take Frank Vogel's job and all of those rumors to start. Not to mention a guy who's got, you know, has had sexual harassment problems in the past. And now they have this whole situation with Luke Walton. And then it's like they're not trying to cover for anything. They just keep doing things the same way. To me, that's crazy.
Brad Botkin, CBS Sports. I can't think of a better place to end on that. We appreciate the time, as always.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You can give him a follow on Twitter.
What a freaking mess.
The Kurt and Linda Rambis stuff is amazing to me. That and the fact that Magic Johnson was up front with his quote-unquote sister. He views Jeannie Buss as family, but saying, hey, I make more money doing all of my other outside stuff.
Can I just be the part-time, part-time decision maker for an NBA team? It's a part-time job, right? Like a 9-to-2 job?
Say what you will about the Lakers and their current state, but this is one of the marquee franchises in the NBA. This be no different than, the Dallas Cowboys have been a little bit of a dysfunctional mess under Jerry Jones, but
not like this. He at least works full time. Treats it as a full time job.
The Yankees were a complete circus when George Steinbrenner was running them, but not this type of circus. This is a 5-ring circus, and Magic Johnson was the ringmaster, and now he's tweeting about grabbing his skinny pop popcorn and watching Game 4 last night of the Eastern Conference Finals. So glad to have Magic back on Twitter. 450. We're going to take a quick timeout. Big Ten basketball news not involving the Iowa Hawkeyes. If you haven't heard, we'll bring it to you when we return after this.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Milex in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Milex, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Milex Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMilexAuto.com.
This is Alex Kuhn from KGYM, and if you're anything like me, you're constantly searching for a couple of things in restaurants: a great place to watch the game and a quality burger. I found both of these things at Buffalo Wild Wings. The sports speak for themselves with a myriad of high-definition televisions. The burger, I'm speaking of the brand-new All-American Cheeseburger, of course. Two fresh, never-frozen patties covered in gooey American cheese and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And what better way to wash that burger down than with one of the dozens of ice-cold beer options offered at B-Dubs? Get the all-new American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings today. And as always, please drink responsibly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10 128GB, $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Ted here, dialing in from Denver.
Kenzie and the Chicago team dialing in.
Okay, let's get started.
Ted's in charge of this project. He's a total goober. And what's with the haircut?
Guys, can definitely hear you. Like, really good reception.
Conference calls, no-brainer. The mute button. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Try Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with 6 ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave.
Barbasol.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $22.99 after a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
4:55, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, our South and North gyms in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, another Alexander Lumber Big Board update with our producer, Kyle Mann, plus your opportunity inside the 5 o'clock face-off to take today's $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill off our hands. LaCantina319.com is the website to check out before you go. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You have to beat an opponent in order to win, but it's very simple. Stick with us in the next hour, and you can possibly have your chance to win that gift card. 319-366-1600 is the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach us here in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Billy Taylor, not the only coaching news today from a Big Ten team, but Michigan appears to be fully committed to what we've discussed or hinted at the last couple days. Juwan Howard is expected to be formally announced as the next head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
We mentioned the final two candidates. Juwan Howard was one. You Luke Yaklich was the other, the defensive guru that John Beilein brought in a couple of years ago. Two completely different candidates, two directions that the Michigan basketball program could possibly head in, and they went with the new trend of hiring former players, young former players with NBA connections, and it's going to be very interesting to see, because this is boom or bust, right? This is going to go one of two ways. They're going to bring in a bunch of recruits, and they're going to be very successful, or it's not going to work out at all, and they're going to be looking for a new coach within 5 years. So the Big Ten, I think, is sort of waiting with bated breath to see if the entire landscape of the conference is going to change because of this one move.
I know we got some responses when we were talking about this yesterday that this seems like a move to placate old boosters more than it is to address the glaring need to hire a head coach who can win in the Big Ten. But I guess you have to have those old boosters with money on your side, unless one of them is named Ed Martin, and then it's probably best that you keep your distance. This is going to be really interesting to see and watch as it plays out here, because like you said, we'll find out very quickly if Juwan Howard is going to be a draw or not for top talent. It's one thing if you're Penny Hardaway you've got connections on the AAU circuit and you can all of a sudden just bang, have the number one class in the country.
Penny Hardaway is much more of a pop culture icon than Juwan Howard is.
Juwan Howard, I liked how you referred to him the other day as the old guy who hung around the NBA way too long, and that's 19 years. 19 years he played in the NBA, well past his expiration date. And sometimes you got to be use by or best by. Use by is trouble, best by is just a suggestion. 319-366-1600 as we get ready to close the book on hour number one and turn our attention to hour number two. The Jamie Pollard stuff, I will reset it. I don't know what more you can say with it. Is Iowa State the bear right now? I don't think it is. But again, maybe that was Jamie Pollard poking the bear.
He was poking the bear while saying he wasn't poking the bear.
Yeah. Maybe it's bears. Bears poking bears. Who knows? And the Blues, improbable run to the Stanley Cup Finals. Took its next step last night. How improbable? Alex is going to tell you next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Michigan hires former Wolverine star Juwan Howard as the team's new head coach. He'll get a five-year deal after spending 6 years as an assistant with the Heat. John Beilein left Ann Arbor last week after 12 seasons to become head coach of the Cavaliers. The Eastern Conference Finals now tied at two, but can either the Raptors or the Bucks put up a serious challenge against the Warriors? ESPN's Tim Legler.
Both of these teams at their best in this series, which is Milwaukee in game two, Toronto last night. You go, okay, if they can play that way against them, I can see that being a competitive series.
Tim Legler on Golic and Wingo. Game 5, Toronto at Milwaukee tomorrow night. Our coverage starts at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Baseball finals today. The Brewers beat the Reds 11-9. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich out for a second straight game with back spasms. He's day-to-day. The Royals win the opener of a doubleheader in St. Louis, beating the Cardinals 8-2. The A's beat the Indians 7-2 in Cleveland.
Coming up on Thursday, we're 1 week away from the NBA Finals.
And the Warriors are already 2 days rested.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Eastern Conference? Or honestly, does it even matter? I mean, honestly. Plus, we're booking it. Golic and Wingo Thursday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Welcome to Spain and Fitz.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
502, welcome in. It is the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number 2 of 3, 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio. And great local programs like this one and The Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. Tune in tomorrow for your next opportunity to take home tickets to see Disturbed at the U.S. Cellular Center by playing Disturbed or Disturbed Poetry with Mark Dukes. I can't explain it any better than that. You're just going to have to tune in to find out what it's all about. Mark and Scott were out at Lunchbox Heroes earlier today on the north side of Cedar Rapids. You can learn more about Lunchbox Heroes, a Wednesday staple of the summer here at KGYM, by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. We'll have the 5 o'clock face-off for you in about 20 minutes. Your opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye is set to join us in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. We'll discuss Iowa's basketball developments, both positive and negative, over the last 48 hours with John. Plus, get his thoughts on Veterans Memorial Stadium and the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who were taking on the Burlington Bees in a doubleheader today. Yesterday's game rained out. Burlington taking game one, 5-4. The Iowa baseball team is getting underway, or about to get underway, barring some sort of delay in the schedule in Omaha. They're taking on Indiana as the number 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes have to win in Omaha in order to get to the NCAA regionals and the postseason. 319-366-1600. Jamie Pollard says Iowa State is now the Bear. Iowa fans say otherwise. And there's not much more you can get to out of that. We'll circle back around to that. But I want to stick to the script here because I think it's important to give the St. Louis Blues their moment here in the sun. And Alex has got his Petrangelo jersey on. And
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
It's not
something that's easy to do, apparently, for even people who are on NBC
Sports
Network.
If you're going to throw shade, at a national guy, at least name him.
I'll give you a hint. He's bald and he wears glasses.
Does his first name start with a P?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. The St. Louis
Petrangelo.
Blues.
Petrangelo.
For those of you who are unaware, the St. Louis Blues advancing to their first Stanley Cup final in 49 years with a victory over San Jose last night in St. Louis. They'll take on the team that they faced in 1970 for the Stanley Cup, the Boston Bruins. And you and I have talked about this, but not necessarily on the air. And I think in this day and age, what St. Louis was able to do really is so out of the ordinary here. And granted, there was a ton of help along the way because the Stanley Cup playoffs are, it's a large field. As most people who have been following along know, the first round was historic this year because all of the number one seeds were eliminated in the first round, so that completely threw the field wide open. Some Blues fans out there are going to be upset because it sounds like I'm diminishing the accomplishment, but what I'm saying is this is just another one of the many things that happened along the way to get us to the point where we're at right now, talking about the Blues having an opportunity to lift the cup for the first time. Alex, as you know better than anybody else, the Blues at one point this season were dead last in points in the NHL. Dead last. They had fired Mike Yeo. There was some speculation that they would play footsie with Joel Quenneville, try to bring him back to St. Louis. You and I think even discussed it briefly on the program before, given the Blackhawks-Blues rivalry. They wind up not doing anything when in 2019, whether we're talking about Major League Baseball or the NBA or the NFL, what happens when teams halfway through the season are god-awful? They run up the white flag.
Right, and not only that, and I'll get this will lead me right into one of my absolute freezing cold takes of my lifetime on Twitter on November the 28th. What do teams that are dead last in the league halfway through the season, especially with a draft coming up with two elite players at the top, usually do when they're in last place? Exactly what you just said. They tank. November 28th, 9:52 p.m. at Alex Kuhn 523. Is Jack Hughes worth tanking for? Asking for a friend at STL Blues. I added them. And Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette replied, yes. That's the sentiment that was within the St. Louis Blues organization. In beginning of the year, Doug Armstrong, the general manager, made all these moves. And I thought coming into this year, this is a great roster. This is a roster that can win. This is a roster that is built for the playoffs. And the first half of the season was so bad, and I tried so hard not to overreact. I'm like, it's early. It's early. There's still plenty of time to turn it around. But they were so bad that they left the entire fan base with so little hope that people were talking about trading players with expiring contracts. Patrick Maroon was on a one-year deal. They're talking about trading him. Braden Schenn, one of the best trades that Doug Armstrong pulled off, trading him for a terrible contract, and Yuri Laterra has 1 year left on his deal. There was talk as to whether they were going to trade Braden Schenn. There was even a discussion as to whether they were going to trade Vladimir Tarasenko, the face of their franchise. Vladimir Tarasenko, who was not having a good year, is locked up through 2022, and the discussion is, oh, well, you can get a huge haul for him. You let the kids play, and you try to get as high of a draft pick as possible. But they didn't do that. And I just wonder how close they were to making some of those deals. Whether or not a draft pick would have been included by another team or something would have happened where it would have been an offer that was too good to refuse. Whether or not we're sitting here even having this discussion. But that's the point. This team stood pat. They made the coaching change that they needed, and they got the goaltender that they needed. They got the guy between the pipes that they trusted to make the saves when they needed to be made, and that has changed the entire outlook. But yes, in sports, a team that's dead last halfway through the year, where you think has no prayer to make the playoffs whatsoever, they end up going on an 11-game winning streak, but you think they have no prayer to make the playoffs? This day and age, you're not standing pat. You're getting rid of some of these players. You're especially a team where there was a lot of discussion as to whether there was chemistry issues in the locker room. That was the general manager, Doug Armstrong, made it very clear that there was. There were plenty of issues in the locker room at that time, so I thought there was no way they don't blow this thing up. I thought this is the end of the run. A lot of these core players that have been here are not going to continue to be here. They're going to trade them all off. And I was almost for that. I was hoping that they would do that. And they didn't, and it paid off.
They make any one deal, are they at where they're at?
Right, no, because the number one guy was Patrick Maroon, the local kid. Oakville High School, who scored the game-winning goal in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals?
Pat Maroon.
Patrick Maroon, the guy they call Big Rig. And Braden Schenn has been one of their best players. Vladimir Tarasenko has come alive. They make one of those deals, that's them running up the white flag, quite honestly. Now, they've made deals in the past where they traded a guy named Kevin Shattenkirk a couple years ago. They still made the playoffs. They traded Paul Stastny last year, one of their top two centers. They still made the they came within a game of making the playoffs. But you didn't think that they were competitive. You didn't think they were going to make a deep run. You knew that this team, the way they were playing at the end of the year, could make a deep run. And they have, because of the way that they have gelled And every single player on that team serves a huge purpose, especially in the forward pairings and the top four lines. And one thing goes wrong, one guy gets traded, including Patrick Maroon. They don't make it. And you can't really look at any other sport and think a team at that position with guys, with a roster that could get of players that could get you so much in return. Tarasenko with 5 more years on his deal. How much could he have gotten you? How much value did he have on his how much value did he have to bring back a haul? They didn't trade him and it worked out. I'm not sure it's going to deter anybody else from tanking, though.
I was just going to say, it just underscores how unlikely it is that the Blues got to this point. And does it not seem now as if this is sort of a team of, I hate to say it, team of destiny?
See, that's what everyone was saying about the San Jose Sharks in the last round because of the fortunate. I think that this series is a toss-up. I really do. I think that the Blues have a chance to win this series if they play the way that they have been playing. And I don't see any reason as to why they won't. They've been unflappable. They've had some bad performances. They've had some bad periods, but they've bounced back from them. They've shown resilience that they hadn't in the first half of the season, where they'd have one really good performance and then one performance where you're wondering, is this an NHL team? Like the one in November when I went and watched Patrick Laine of the Winnipeg Jets score 5 goals and the Jets win 8-2 and they found it. So to answer your question, I think that this series is so tightly contested, and the fact that they've won games on the road gives them a really good chance.
319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, if you'd like to weigh in.
1593 apparently is looking in to cash in their 75-1 odds on the Blues. Did you see the story about somebody who bet on the Blues, who put like $400 down and is looking at over $100,000 return if they win?
Yes, because there is a website out there, and I don't recall the name of it, but people go on the website and then they sell these crazy long shot tickets that they're holding on because somebody will come along and quote unquote invest in them because the ticket could pay off, or you could be holding a losing ticket. So if you paid $400 for it, do you go and sell it now for $1,200 and triple your money, quadruple your money, triple your money? I'm really bad at math. You know what I'm saying? Or do you ride it out? Most gamblers will ride it out. I mean, most gamblers don't want to turn around and just make a quick buck. That's not where you get your fix. That's why you wind up falling down the rabbit hole of betting $2 exactas until 1:30 in the morning on twinspires.com and accidentally are surprised when it turns out to be a greyhound race as opposed to thoroughbreds. 5:15.
Not a Korean chariot race or whatever.
Haven't run across the Korean chariot races, although Australian harness racings threw me for a little bit of a loop there. 8070 is upset about the hockey talk. I don't know what to tell you right now.
Text number one from 8070.
There are people out there that really like hockey and feel as if we underserve them, and this is the one time of year where we do talk about hockey, and why am I apologizing for talking about anything?
What else is
on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Cohn? This is something. The St. Louis Blues have been a god-awful, miserable franchise, have not been in the finals for 49 years, and now here they are on the cusp of history. And people are like, meh, let's talk Jamie Pollard. Okay, let's talk Jamie Pollard.
Who's the bear? I'm the bear. No, you're not
the
bear.
Who's the bear? 319-366-1600. Hell, we got 10 minutes. I don't care.
Yeah, who's
the bear? This is, again, I thought this was the Cedar Rapids tailgate stop the other night, but this was in Dubuque where Jamie Pollard made some comments. And what you need to understand about this stuff is this is the Cyclone tailgate tour. Jamie Pollard's not running for president of the entire state of Iowa. He's out there on the stump talking and throwing red meat to his constituency, his fans, Iowa State fans. He says last night in Dubuque, he was asked about whether or not the It's a Cyclone State billboard campaign would be resurrected. For those of you who don't recall, when Jamie Pollard took over for Bruce Vandervelde, I've had trouble recalling his name there because he was a miserable human being who killed the baseball program in Ames and doesn't even deserve to be talked about, in my opinion, but I digress. Once sat next to him at a church service in Ames. It was very awkward. Jamie Pollard takes over, and one of the first things that he does is Iowa State beat Iowa in football, and he puts these billboards up here in eastern Iowa proclaiming this the Cyclone State, and they went over really well with Iowa State fans, and as you can imagine, Iowa fans still reference Jamie Pollard putting up billboards. His quote said, "Back then we needed to poke the bear. Now we've become the bear. 13, 14 years ago, they were tops, and we did poke the bear. I would contest that the roles have reversed, and we're the bear now." This is the kind of low-level gutter tripe that just incites violence, verbal sparring between Hawkeye fans and Cyclone fans that sports talk radio absolutely thrives on. So let's
Thank
do
you,
it.
Jamie.
Who's
Thank
the
you,
bear?
Jamie.
319-366-1600.
6019 on the Hurtin & Stocker text line. Pollard is running circles around Gary Barta, so he is the bear.
Well, I would agree with that.
100%.
I think the job that, and these athletic departments, and they were in different places 14 years ago, and they're still in different places right now. But I think if you look at the job that Jamie Pollard has done, I don't think there's any way that you could put, he hasn't cost Iowa State $6.5 million in a discrimination lawsuit. Point Pollard. Iowa beat Iowa State in football this past year. Men's basketball went to further in the tournament than Iowa State did. The Iowa women went further in the tournament. Is Iowa State the bear right now? I have a hard time looking at how the regular season and the postseason played out and agreeing with that. But again, the situation that he's in, he's not walking into the lion's den. He's making those comments in a very friendly situation.
He knows what he's doing.
Exactly. He knows what he's doing. He's not standing up there, you know, saying there isn't anything we can really talk about, but I'm going to stand up here for 20 minutes and talk anyway. He's out there saying, hey, he's trying to rile up the Iowa State fans, and he's doing a good job of it. And he's also, while claiming to be the bear, he's once again poking the bear, and you people are falling for it. Because we had people on the text line that are like, these Pollard comments. He's poking the bear again by claiming to be the bear. It really is.
And to claiming not to
level.
Poke the bear.
It's genius level stuff. And again, this is so, so low level pig in slop sports talk radio stuff that we just have to roll around in it, right? Let's do it. Iowa State. Is Iowa State? Can Iowa State, with a straight face, make a claim of supremacy in the state of Iowa right now? Athletically speaking, 319-366-1600. Or is this Jamie Pollard double poking the bear by claiming to be the bear? I'm losing track of all the bears. I feel like we should be at Hallis Hall right now.
I want to find exactly the text line, or is exactly the text on the Hurtin & Stocker text line, but basically it was to the effect of, why can't there be multiple bears poking each other?
Because that doesn't allow for us to have conflict, and this medium thrives on conflict. You can't have two bears. That solves the problem without any debate.
There's one bear.
There's only one bear
and one bear with fingers that can poke.
Although, okay, Yogi and Boo Boo. Yogi is the adult bear. He's the bigger bear, and then Boo Boo was the tinier bear. So you did have two bears in that instance, and then you had, was it Ranger Bob? It's been a long time since I watched that particular cartoon. I do know that Yogi was not your average bear. And I don't know. I was going to go with which program was less not average, but they both sort of been very average. And we have two very good universities at the Division I level in Power 5 conferences in the state.
Above average at sports in pretty much everything.
Pretty much for the most part. But two bears, that's just ridiculous. That takes all of the discussion and all of the fun out of this. No, I want Iowa State fans and Iowa fans. They spotted a bear not too long ago, and I saw this from the DNR. The DNR says that this is a resident bear, and it's the first resident bear in the state of Iowa in something like 137 years. Now, bears occasionally pass through the state of Iowa, but the DNR feels that this bear is the first one to actually call Iowa home. Maybe
the
bear
first resident bear
really excited about the idea of sports gambling, so he decided to move here. I don't know why the bear. How terrified would you be if you were out walking along? I know Des Moines had the mountain lion not long ago. How terrified would you be if you were out walking and you came across a bear in Eastern Iowa? 366-1600. Some of them, you got to run away. Some of them can climb trees. Some of them can't. This is important knowledge we should probably not be spending any more time discussing. But let's bring Brandon and Coggin on the phone line here. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I want to start off by saying I'm a Hawkeye fan, and I'm not going to get in a debate of who's the bear and who's not. I think Jamie Pollard's comments are genius, like you guys said. It just adds fuel to the fire. I can't help but think when I read the comments and what Jamie Pollard said, I'm thinking of the movie Captain Phillips, where the guy's like, look at me, I'm the captain now. I mean, it's genius. And I just wish Gary Barta had more fire like that.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get that out of Gary Barta. He's about as straight-laced and even keel as they come. I quite frankly have always likened Jamie Pollard's approach to being the AD at Iowa State. He's got a little Vince McMahon in him. Just a touch, just maybe 2%,
like a little flavor,
a 2% DNA match with Vince McMahon.
Like a little shot of Vince McMahon.
For those of you who do not know, Vince McMahon is the head of the WWE. And you've got to have a little bit of Carnival Barker in you, and you come in 14, 15 years ago. My God, these two guys have been on the job a really long time at their respective schools. But you
couldn't
come
be
in,
any different.
You come in and you gotta get a spark going. And he did that, and he made a name for himself. He endeared himself to Iowa State fans very early on, and because of that, and you can make an argument that because of those billboards, that's sort of what really got the ball rolling as far as his tenure as the athletic director in Ames and getting some money raised to make the facilities better. And the coaching hires have worked out for the most part for Jamie Pollard.
If you can say one thing about Jamie Pollard, it's that he gets it, right?
He does understand.
He knows the fan base that he's playing to, and that's not a disparaging comment about the fan base, and it's just really about any base. You want to say things that rile your fan base up in a positive way and poke the bear and get people talking about your program, whether it's good or bad.
4387 says, Pollard knows how to play to his fan base. As annoying as it is, ISU fans eat it up. And that's the whole
Bingo.
Point. Bingo. You want your people eating it up. And win, graduate, do it right is, okay, cool. Iowa's got a motto, and it's a really important mantra to live by. But is that inspiring you to open your checkbook? And I don't know. Putting up billboards in Eastern Iowa where it's a hornet's nest for anybody that dared to wear Iowa State colors 20 years ago and boldly claiming that this is a Cyclone State, even though the Hawkeye State motto has nothing to do with the University of Iowa. And I Can't point that out enough. But either way, I get so tired of the Hawkeye State Cyclone State thing because it doesn't have anything to do with the actual state motto of the Hawkeye State. That's going to get your people moving, and he understood that. I say what you will about Jamie Pollard. He knows exactly which buttons to press and how to get a reaction, and he's clearly gotten a reaction. There's a reason why Iowa State loads up all its coaches on a bus and sends them to places like Dubuque and Cedar Rapids and other parts of the state that are more friendly to the Iowa State brand. But this is the equivalent. That thing yesterday at the Marriott is the equivalent of having a Chicago Bears rally in Appleton, Wisconsin. And kudos. Kudos to them. I've seen, and I think most everybody would agree with me on this, you see infinitely more Iowa State apparel, car flags, stickers, especially in this part of the state, way more now than you did 20 years ago. And I know there's a ton of Iowa State grads and fans that live in this area. I'm not dumb, but you see way more of it now because I think there's more of a comfort level. He's made it okay because of his stewardship of the athletic department in Ames. He's made it okay to be a public Iowa State fan, where there used to be 20 years ago, I think there was some trepidation from some Iowa State fans about going out in public with your Iowa State stuff on. You can't convince me otherwise. But as the department's profile has raised, as Iowa State has won more, you see more and more people, especially younger people, identifying with that brand. And that's why I think Iowa's going to realize sooner rather than later that they've been asleep at the wheel for a really long time. And they can deny all they want about Iowa State cutting into their share of things as far as fandom in the state. The eyes don't lie. You see way more Iowa State stuff than you used to. And that trend isn't going to go backwards. 319-366-1600. We'll give you an update on how things are going with the Iowa baseball team in Omaha at the Big Ten tournament when we return. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you after this.
Whether your project's below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We sell expertly maintained used equipment from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
This is an ad about Twins tickets. This is an ad about Twins tickets.
This is an ad about Twins tickets.
Here's where we talk about Twins tickets.
Get Twins season tickets today. With flexible plans, there's a package to fit your budget and schedule. Get the best seats at the best prices, plus 10% off food and drinks and other exclusive benefits.
That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. That was an ad about Twins tickets. Here's some music.
Buy tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
It's all fun and games until you hear those dreaded words.
I'm bored.
Yep, school's finally almost out, and now's the time to figure out whether your internet will be ready. For a limited time, get I'm on 80 megabit internet for just $54 a month and lock in this special rate for the next 2 years. We'll throw in a free Wi-Fi router for 3 months so the kids can play and watch in every room of your house. Switch to I'm on's fast, reliable internet service today for streaming and gaming without the whining. Go to imon.net/radio before May 31st to get this great deal. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
5:32, we welcome you back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as we have been spending the greater portion of the 5 o'clock hour asking who's the bear, which is kind of creepy if you don't know the connotation behind it, but who's the bear? There you go, a new segment not coming to the KGYM airwaves anytime soon. We will touch base with John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye in the 6 o'clock hour, plus more a reflection on the St. Louis Blues taking on the Boston Bruins for the Stanley Cup final, the opportunity to hoist the franchise's first ever Stanley Cup. But first, Kyle has rejoined us on the other side of the glass in the studio, our producer Kyle Mann, bringing you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. Tis construction season, or almost construction season. A reminder, you can get everything you need for that project, big or small, this summer at Alexander Lumber and their temporary location in Iowa City, 2802 Independence Drive. Here's Kyle.
This was pretty expected, but lately it feels like any good news for Iowa basketball would be at least a little bit surprising. Joe Wieskamp announced he officially withdrew his name from the NBA draft and will be returning to Iowa for his sophomore season. He was actually second among Big Ten qualifiers at over 42% from beyond the arc as a freshman, was third on the team in scoring and second in rebounding, and now with the Jordan Bohannon surgery this morning, Wieskamp appears poised to take the reins for the Hawkeyes. There were actually two big bits of not bad news for the Hawkeye basketball team today. The second being that Billy Taylor was hired to be Fran McCaffrey's assistant, filling the void left by Andrew Francis. This will be Taylor's fourth separate stint working with McCaffrey, most recently serving as Iowa's director of basketball operations from 2014 to 2016, before spending the last few years as a head coach at Division II Belmont Abbey. After a rough couple weeks to end the regular season, the Big Ten baseball tournament represents the Hawkeyes' only chance to make it to the postseason, and that struggle begins tonight against top-seeded Indiana. As of right now, they got through with a scoreless game there, so the Hawkeyes are still in it. Once we get off the air tonight, we were supposed to have the Kevin Durant-less Warriors struggling to maintain the dynasty against the Blazers, but it turns out they're totally fine without him, so all we've got left tonight is the Twins and the Angels on the North Gym at 7:30.
Colonels and Burlington Bees playing a doubleheader at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. The Bees taking game one. Colonels are going to be home through the weekend. They got two more with the Bees coming up. Actually, one more with the Bees tomorrow, and then four with the Peoria Chiefs beginning Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into Memorial Day on Monday. A little bit of a matinee Monday. Just a reminder, another reminder, that we will not be on the air this coming Monday for Memorial Day. No Lunchbox Heroes next week either. I just got the edict handed down to us, but Scott and Mark were at Lunchbox Heroes earlier today. You can get the details by visiting our website, kgymradio.com.
It was a beautiful day for Lunchbox Heroes.
It was a beautiful day to play hooky and go see some baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium, too. The problem is I wasn't the only person in the building playing hooky, and I ran into management.
Now, did I see that you met Mike Quadi?
Something
that happened?
I did chat with the former Cubs manager for a little bit.
I knew that was on your list for a while. You wanted to do that.
And needless to say, it was one of the highlights of my day. Great guy in town along with Sam Perlazzo, former manager of the Baltimore Orioles. They both work as instructors for the Minnesota Twins. And Bill Latchman, who's a member of one of baseball's royal families. Everybody knows the Boone family, But Rene Marcel and Bill Latchman have all been in baseball for 40, 50 years, it seems. Bill's the only one of the three that never played in the major leagues, but had an opportunity to chat with him for a little bit today. And yeah, snuck over there, decided I was going to grab lunch and catch maybe an inning. And the next thing you know, I turn around and there's a couple members of the front office there. And so I had to play it cool. Although when you work at a sports station, you can say, hey, I'm here working. This is my beat. We talk about this stuff all the time. You guys are a music station. I don't know what you're doing here. Actually, we're involved. The station, the company is involved on the noon games with the Colonel. So it was all in good fun. And I had my burger and my chips and soda and got out of there. I think it's $8 or something. That's a great lunch deal when the Colonels are home for noon games. Unfortunately, the result was not that great in game one, but the weather should be good this weekend. And the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, I know they've got some top prospects, and no one cares about the Cardinals right now. Most people, St. Louis, am I wrong?
No.
They got their butts handed to them by the Royals today.
Right,
they're bad right now, and most people in St. Louis are like, eh, 49 years, baby. Bring on the cup.
Yeah, we can't get too greedy with the Blues and the Stanley Cup to think that the Cardinals should be good, although they got off to a good start. But man, they look
it's early.
Listless right now. But yes,
it's still early.
It's
when's
early,
the best, when's best time of year to start worrying about your baseball team? 4th of July? They got another month
late
before
June,
you can start really worrying
4th
about
it. 4th of July,
things.
Maybe.
We have for you right now a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, but we're going to make you fight to take this off our hands. It's normally the 6 o'clock showdown, but we've got John Bonenkamp joining us at 6 o'clock tonight, so we've moved this to 5 o'clock, and those of you who have listened to the program in the past know that the 6 o'clock showdown becomes the 5 o'clock face-off when we do that. So we need two callers right now to 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2 will get an opportunity to battle for a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. La Cantina's got three locations here in the corridor, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the third in the Fountains off Edgewood. They've got large party rooms for your next meeting. If you got a graduation party or maybe an event this summer where you're having folks over to the house, you're looking for somebody to cater, LaCantina319.com. is the website to check out. We'll get our contestants lined up here. 7 questions in 60 seconds. I wrote questions for Alex. Alex writes questions for me. And whoever does the best job of getting the questions answered is going to take that $30 gift card off our hands today. 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, the Colonels in action, finishing up that second game of the doubleheader. Iowa baseball, for those of you wanting to follow along with that game, I believe it is televised on the Big Ten Network. Iowa, the number 8 seed, taking on Indiana. They would get the winner if they advance tomorrow. They would play the winner of Minnesota and Nebraska, the 4-5 game. Tough out there. Minnesota, a very good program, and then Nebraska, which is essentially the home team in Omaha. So without any further ado, let's play the 6 o'clock showdown. We bring on John in Ely. He is with Alex. And Sean in Marion is going to be answering the questions Alex has handed to me tonight. Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, good.
All right. For those of you who have not followed along or played with us before, Sean, we're going to hang tight, and we're going to let John and Alex, and essentially John's going to decide whether they want to go first or not.
What do you think, John?
Let's go first. What the heck?
All right, we're gonna.
All right, Sean, hold tight. Remain silent. Alex and John are gonna get us started, and then we'll see if we can beat their number.
All right, John, you know the rules. Seven questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer initially, just say pass. We will come back to it. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Who is Iowa's opening round at the opponent at the Big Ten baseball tournament today? The St. Louis Blues claimed the Campbell Trophy last night before observing this long-standing tradition. The show about a wayward baseball broadcaster airs its final episode tonight on IFC.
Pass.
Holy cow.
This Rust Belt city will host the 2021 NFL Draft.
Pass. Holy cow.
In what year did Laura Branigan win a Grammy for performing Gloria? Was it 1982, 84, 85, or 79?
84.
What team has Athlon predicted will win the Big Ten West this fall in football?
Iowa.
Restaurants in this city are offering Kawhi Leonard free food if he remains there.
Portland.
All right, the number to beat is zero. We've had a 0-0 tie before in the past,
have we not?
Gosh.
Okay.
Defensive-minded 6 o'clock
the best showdown. Best championship is a good defense. So, John, hang tight. Sean, are you still with us?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, Sean, we've got 60 seconds. The number to beat is zero. When you're ready, your time will start. Sean, you ready?
Yep.
All right, who will be replacing Andrew Francis as Fran McCaffrey's third assistant coach? Which Iowa native coaches the Toronto Raptors?
Nick Nurse.
That is correct. Let's keep going. Soon to be new Michigan head coach Juwan Howard was part of the 1991 freshman class known as the Fab Five. Name three of the remaining four Fab Five members.
Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Jimmy King.
That's correct. Which famous football drill named after a state is being eliminated in NFL practices?
Oklahoma drill.
That's correct. Which former Big Ten player was named the All-NBA defensive second team today?
Kawhi Leonard.
Which Kansas City Chiefs offseason acquisition was the victim of... Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got three. Three's better than zero. Even I, who am bad at math, understands that. So, John, we thank you for playing with us tonight. And, Sean, we'll put you on hold. Kyle's going to make sure that you get that $30 gift card to La Cantina, conveniently enough, one of their three locations in Marion. I have a feeling I know where Sean will be utilizing that. Billy Taylor is replacing Andrew Francis on Fran McCaffrey's staff. Draymond Green, the former Big Ten player, landing a spot on the All-NBA defensive second unit today. Two questions didn't get to the Honey Badger, a victim of an extortion plot by a family member.
That's never good.
No.
That's never a good thing.
And what body part was Jordan Bohannon having surgery on earlier today? That was his hip, and the surgery was successful, as I understand.
All right, so Iowa's first-round opponent at the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Literally, we're discussing this like a couple minutes before the segment, and I felt really bad about that, but it didn't hurt Sean. So
the Indiana Hoosiers. The St. Louis Blues claimed the Campbell Trophy for winning the Western Conference last night. They observed the long-standing tradition of absolutely not touching it. Don't go near it. Skate up to the trophy. Do not touch the trophy. Brock Meyer airs its season finale tonight on IFC, the show about the wayward baseball broadcaster played by Hank Azaria. The Rust Belt city that will host the 2021 NFL Draft. It is a great time to be a Cleveland Browns fan. Plenty of fun things going on in the football world in the city of Cleveland, and it has been a long time since we said that. Laura Branigan won a Grammy for her performance of Gloria in 1982.
That is a sports-related question because it ties into the St. Louis Blues.
Athlon predicted that Nebraska would win the Big Ten West this fall, and Toronto is the city offering Kawhi Leonard free food if he remains there.
But is Nebraska a bear? Is Nebraska the bear?
See,
could
Nebraska,
it be that neither Iowa nor Iowa State is a bear?
Could Nebraska be like an old bear that just is kind of in slumber, been hibernating for a while?
An old bear whose best days are behind it, but still likes to talk about those old days as if they were current. Athlon and Streeton Smith, both very respected preseason college football publications, both all in on Scott Frost in year number two in Lincoln, having Nebraska playing in Indianapolis. It seems to be the sexy pick.
Kind of like Texas nationally.
I'm speaking of poking bears, I saw you mention our good friend BJ and Marion on Twitter earlier today. Clemson and Texas, the projected national championship matchup?
According to the Sporting News, yes. Texas coming off of their Sugar Bowl victory over Georgia. And then, yeah, we know what Clemson did last year. But there's a lot of hype around the Texas Longhorns. BJ and Marion is not buying it necessarily, though.
319-366-1600 if you would like to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The big news today, as you mentioned on one of your questions, Juwan Howard taking over at Michigan. Ray Jackson was the only member. I think he probably, if we gave him more time, he could have named all four remaining Fab Five members. The Oklahoma drill. This is the NFL. The NFL made some interesting announcements the other day as to making some changes moving forward as far as player safety goes. The NFL Players Association is stepping to the plate and investing more in the players' mental health and physical health. The two sides here, the NFL and the Players Association, they seem to have seen the light here, that this is not something that you can just pay lip service to and people will sort of move on. I think fans are legitimately concerned and understand that if nothing is done to address these issues now, that this sport that many of us love is going to be adversely affected and may not exist in its present form in the future, so you've got to do something now to preserve it.
I completely agree. Now, here's my question. They banned the Oklahoma drill, which I get why they're doing it, but have you ever seen the Oklahoma drill, Todd? It's two offensive linemen, two defensive linemen, two linebackers, and a fullback and a running back. It's pretty much just bare bones football, right? That's the scary part about this. The thing that they are banning is a play that happens on every single snap in an NFL game. So it goes back to, yes, they're trying, but how much can actually be done in the course of a game to limit the problems that they're having with concussions and the long-term effects?
I don't think banning the Oklahoma drill is going to have one iota of negative effect on the game of football, but I'm sure somebody out there is lamenting the loss of it today.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying that play and what they do in that drill is pretty much something. Those collisions happen on every single snap during the course of every football game from high school to the professional level. That's all I'm getting at.
It something's better than nothing.
That's
true.
Less hits that you take, they're trying to limit it as much as possible, I think, at this point. To the point where you see programs like Dartmouth, I believe, that they don't hit in practice. There's no contact in practice.
I'm more interested in the restaurants in Toronto offering Kawhi Leonard free food if he stays there. And it's restaurants, plural.
Oh, there's a few of them.
Yeah, it's more than one. Restaurants, plural. Again,
that's amazing because, man, Toronto's expensive.
The type of money that he's going to make, I think he can afford to buy his own food.
True.
I think it's a nice gesture on the part of the city of Toronto and its food scene, but nah. No thanks. It's not enough to entice me to remain there if I'm Kawhi. 5:50, we'll take a quick timeout. John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye is set to join us coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. More of the show on the way after this.
You don't want to miss Thursdays at the Colonels. Every Thursday home game, fans 18 and older can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 50-inch TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water. College students, show your college ID at the ticket office for a club ticket and two hot dogs for $9. Get tickets at Colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it.
Ask Sherwin-Williams May 17th through June 3rd and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Each morning, people wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one in the sky, a little picture of the sun on the prescription bottles from CVS Pharmacy. It makes knowing when to take your medication clear as day. Up to 50% of people don't take them properly. So we're just trying to help more people have more mornings. To wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one on the bottle, the one in the sky. Includes only prescriptions from CVS Pharmacy.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
5:55, it is the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gyms, respectively, anywhere online, kgymradio.com. Are you feeling a little bit better about Iowa basketball today than you were after the Jordan Bohannon news broke? Our poll question today at kgymradio.com, a simple yes or no will suffice. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Joe Wieskamp announcing today that he is returning for his sophomore season in Iowa City. The Muscatine native had a tremendous first year on campus as a Hawkeye and wanted to get some feedback on the NBA, which is his ultimate goal. There was about a 0% chance that he would remain in the draft, but this had been such a wonky off-season for Hawkeye basketball. I think there were probably some fans out there that were just waiting for that next kick in the groin. It didn't come today. Two pieces of good news, as Kyle mentioned in his last big board update. And we'll get you a final big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Billy Taylor filling the final spot on Fran McCaffrey's staff. That was also announced earlier today. Taylor had been Iowa's director of video operations for a couple seasons before taking over as head coach at Belmont Abbey. So he returns to Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeye program. He'll immediately do what assistant coaches do this time of year, start head out looking for talent. Who knows? Could be an eighth grader that just picked up an offer from the Hawkeyes the other day, and they're certainly not the only school in on eighth graders. This is just, it's absolutely crazy to think that this is something that is viewed as normal in college basketball in this day and age, but it is. It's completely normal. And we'll see how things play out on the recruiting trail. But needless to say, they have a long-term plan, and they're doing their best to follow it. Tomorrow, by the way, it's Thursday, you can join us at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. Back at Mulligan's after a week off, you can stop on in and enjoy happy hour from 3 until 6. And then tomorrow, half-price wings from 6 until close at Mulligan's. Always glad to be back there. We'll have some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels tomorrow in action. You just got to register to win and stick around. After the show is over, we'll draw a winner. Real quick, this is a story that bears watching. Carter Stewart, who was the number 8 pick in last year's Major League Draft out of high school, did not sign with the Atlanta Braves. He's reportedly reached an agreement on a contract in the Japanese Pacific League that would pay him $7 million over 6 years. And what's interesting here is even if he gets, you figure the number 8 pick gets maybe a $2.5 million bonus and give him a couple years to reach the major leagues and he makes the major league minimum, the Braves would have had his rights for 6 years. He would not hit free agency, I believe, until he's about 26, 27, something like that. This, he makes more money and becomes a free agent to sign with a major league team much earlier than he would had he signed with the Braves out of the draft. This could be a game changer, as Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic points out earlier today, and another sign that the economics for baseball, especially for the younger players, the minor leaguers, and the rookies in baseball, it's going to be something that's going to come up during the next collective bargaining discussions. We'll talk baseball, not Carter Stewart, but Colonels and Bees and more with John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye when he joins us to kick off the third and final hour next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Miami Heat assistant coach Juwan Howard will be the new head coach at Michigan. He'll get a 5-year deal worth about $10 million. The job brings Howard back to Ann Arbor, where he played for 3 seasons as part of the Fab Five. He later won 2 NBA titles as a player with the Heat. The first college basketball program with 2 top 7 recruits from the ESPN 100 this year is the Washington Huskies. Power forward Jaden McDaniels joins Isaiah Stewart in Seattle. The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals are now a best of 3. The Raptors hold serve twice at home to tie the series. And Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer knows what his team needs to do going back home.
You know, I thought Giannis passed it. I thought we found some guys again in the paint. And we're going to have to finish better there, finish better at the three-point line, or make more threes.
Game 5, Raptors at Bucks tomorrow night at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The NBA All-Defensive Team announced today includes the 3 finalists for Defensive Player of the Year, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George, and Rudy Gobert. Also named to the first team, Eric Bledsoe and Marcus Smart. Baseball finals today, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Eric Hosmer drives in 2. Brewers beat the Reds 11-9. Christian Yelich out for a second straight game with back spasms. The Royals win the first of 2 in St. Louis, beating the Cardinals 8-2. The A's beat the Indians 7-2. And the Rangers beat the Mariners 2-1. A setback for Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees. He now has a strained left calf.
After dropping games 1 and 2 in Milwaukee, the Raptors storm back to win back-to-back games in Toronto. Now the series returns to Milwaukee for Game 5. Coverage begins tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Atterbury inviting you to join us for Twins baseball tonight as they try to do something they haven't done since 1996, sweep a three-game series in Anaheim. 7:30 is our pregame lineup card. We'll play house calls, give away some tickets. 8:07 first pitch, Martin Perez versus Matt Harvey. We'll see you then on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym. 6:03, welcome back in, and that's a long time to go without a sweep of the Angels on the road for the Twins. History could be made tonight, and you can tune in right here on the North Gym, 107.5 FM, also 106.3 FM and 1600 AM. Three frequencies, one great local program. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you for the next 55 minutes or so. Stick with us. Lots more to come, including another round of Who's the Bear? But first, as promised, John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye set to join us on the program. We want to talk Iowa basketball with you, John, for the most part, but you need to come to town more often. We saw some history at Veterans Memorial Stadium today in the second game of that doubleheader.
Yeah, I have a no-hitter there. Colonels threw a no-hitter, first one since May of last year. One walk in the game, and that came in the first inning, and then they retired the last, whatever it would be, 18-19 in a row. So, big day. It was, the Bees win the first game 5-4, came back from a four-run deficit. They've been doing that all year on teams. They've been coming back from – but they just couldn't get anything going in the second game. Great pitching by the Colonels. They got four – Cedar Rapids got four in the first, got our second, got one in the third, and then put the game away in the sixth. And it's just a great performance all the way around. It's a fun day at the ballpark.
Austin Schulfer and Jose Martinez combining on the no-hitter for the Colonels. The bigger story is you managed to sit next to Jeff Johnson, and you both are still alive. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, that's true. If he just said Oppo Taco at any point, I was going to hit him, and he knew that, too.
I saw you. He referenced who was starting on the bump tonight, and then he caught himself on Twitter. So.
Yeah. See, I don't approve of his baseball lingo, and he knows it, so... No, we had a good time today. It's always good to see JJ. It's always good to come up here for a game. And it was a great day out at the ballpark. I mean, it was 75 degrees. Sun was out. It's perfect. And I got a steak sandwich out of the deal, too. So, wasn't bad. Wasn't a bad day. So.
John, we want to pick your brain, not on the Burlington Bees, of course, but we do love our Midwest League baseball discussion here. The listeners probably don't a ton, but it's neither here nor there. It's been quite a 24-hour stretch for Iowa basketball, hasn't it? Yesterday was the bad news, and then today kind of some good news.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of interesting how this day started. I mean, if we find out Billy Taylor's coming back as an assistant coach. He was there a few years ago as the director of basketball ops. Great coach, great guy. I mean, this guy with a lot of head coaching experience. Very familiar with Fran McCaffrey, having worked with him, you know, throughout the years. And then we find out just then maybe about an hour or two later that Joe Wieskamp's coming back. So, which was expected. I mean, I would have been surprised if he didn't come back. So really, you know, some pieces kind of fell into place today that I think, you know, kind of was good news for a change. I mean, yesterday's news kind of caught everybody by surprise and you know, and you know, who knows what that's going to look like come October. You know, who knows what kind of, you know, if Jordan Bohannon can come back. But today, I mean, that news today, I think, really kind of, you know, okay, now the staff's full, it's a full staff, you know, you've got coming back some of the key pieces that you're going to have, and now it's just time to move on, I think.
This offseason, how would you describe it? Where a couple of months ago, where a lot of Iowa fans were pointing towards next year and saying, okay, well, Tyler Cook maybe is gone, but they were hoping after a junior season where he struggled at times towards the end, he would come back. Isaiah Moss, Jordan Bohannon, Joe Wieskamp all returning for this team. And now you look at it, Jordan Bohannon will probably be out for next season. Isaiah Moss is transferred. Tyler Cook is gone. How would you describe this offseason where expectations have just gone completely downhill for this next season?
Yeah, you know, to me, I wasn't surprised by any of it. You know, I mean, I just kind of figured Tyler Cook was gone. I figured that Isaiah Moss was probably going to leave, and you know, unless he wasn't able to get a grad transfer deal. You know, I figured Macy Daly. I mean, I figured those. You know, he knew that the minutes were going to be hard to come by, and so up until the Bohannon stuff, none of this really surprised me any. You know, so, I mean, I just kind of expected those guys were going to be gone. And, you know, if you go and if you look at on CBSSports.com when they've had their, you know, preseason top 25 going on, you know, a lot of those guys were already in the expected departures thing and all that. So to me, it really didn't surprise me any. But then, you know, when the news comes out yesterday that you lose, you know, when you may lose and probably will lose one of your best players unless he can really make a quick recovery from this. You know, that I think kind of threw everybody off at that point. And, you know, and then, you know, there were a lot of downers yesterday, but it's like I wrote, you know, today, they've got a lot of time to figure this out. And they, you know, there's time for him, for Jordan Bohannon Neal. There's time to find, you know, a player or two that can help him out. There's time to find ways to play without him if that's what you have to do. So, you know, it shouldn't be panic time. Yeah, it's not good, but I mean, there's enough time to work things out, I think.
John Bonenkamp with us from the Burlington Hawkeye in Burlington, covers the Iowa Hawkeyes, among other things, at the small-town newspaper there, the Burlington Hawkeye. Inside joke between John and I. I don't like bringing those to the air too often, but hey, why not get a couple chuckles out of our guest here at somebody else's expense?
Yeah.
If the Bohannon news had come out and Isaiah Moss hadn't announced that he was transferring to Arkansas yet, do you think there's a chance he changed his mind?
You know what? I think it's possible, you know, but I mean, I think that when he looked at what they had next year in the guard court and he looked at the minutes he played this year and he knew that either they were going to stay the same or maybe go down, I think, you know, I think that was maybe an impetus for him to say, hey, I want to find somewhere else to wrap up my career in somewhere where I can make an impact. You know, does he stay? It's possible. I mean, I don't know what, you know, I mean, I don't think he's, you know, he wouldn't be a guy I think that you would have at point guard, but I mean, I think some guys maybe get moved around to where he would have gotten a few more minutes. But you know, I mean, it's hard to say, I think it's quite possible, but you know, it's kind of hard to say, but I mean, yeah, his minutes would have been, probably, if not the same as this year, probably would have gone up a little bit, maybe next year.
When you look at C.J. Frederick, he's been a guy that Fran has been so high on. He's been very bullish on the fact that this is a guy who can step in and be that two, maybe fill in at one at times. Is he one of those guys where you're going to be looking out to see if he's ready to make an impact right away and or if this is sort of a little bit of Franperbole that we've seen in the past?
I think maybe he is what Fran has described him, but to me he was one of the so many unknowns that you were going to have next season, because again, we haven't seen him play, so we don't know what he can do. You know, we're just hearing kind of secondhand stuff, but if he can play the point, if he can do some of those things that everybody is saying he can do, I think it alleviates some of the concern maybe that you're going to have if Jordan Bohannon can't play next season. But so, I mean, to me, he becomes a bigger X factor on this team next year than maybe he would have been otherwise. I mean, like I said, he's one of the question marks. And now I think he becomes a bigger question mark because I think he's going to have to play a bigger role than maybe what, you know, maybe a couple of months ago we would have thought.
Is there any chance that Fran McCaffrey and his staff can find a graduate transfer at this point still out there that could come in and fill a role for this team next year? Or is what you see what you get going into next season?
I think it's certainly possible because I think there will be some guys this summer that, you know, when you start getting into summer workouts and they start seeing, you know, what's around them on a team and maybe they don't want to be a part of that anymore. They see maybe, hey, so-and-so is going to step up in my minutes. You know, so, I mean, certainly somebody could pop open here at some point. You know, maybe there's a junior college point guard out there that we don't really know about right now. You know, the risk with bringing that in is, okay, that not only takes away a scholarship that's open now, but it would be also somebody that you would lose that scholarship for the following recruiting class when they're wanting to make a kind of a big step. But if they really think they need help, they're going to go find it somewhere. And so, I mean, I think, you know, he, you know, in the interview that he had the other day with the Des Moines Register, I mean, he talked about, you know, anything's possible at this point. They're still looking, but, you know, he said, I'm comfortable with what we've got now. Well, that was kind of before the Bohannon announcement, even though he may have known what was coming. So, I mean, I think if there's somebody out there that can help him, they'll grab him, and I'm sure they're looking, but I don't know what's out there right now. And like I said, you don't know what could pop up in June or July if somebody gets frustrated somewhere and realizes it's time to go somewhere else.
When this team has been at its best, save for last year, because they had a lot of options last year, they've had a marquee scorer, whether it was Devin Marble or Jared Utoff or Aaron White. They've had that guy that stepped up in big moments and could make a big shot. Can Joe Wieskamp be that in his sophomore season? Because he's going to have to carry a lot of the load.
Yeah, I mean, I think that load gets a lot bigger this year. And, I mean, I think he knew that. I think this NBA experience for him was a good experience. I think he got some good feedback. I mean, this is a kid that really early on, if you think back to last season, did hit some big shots for them when they needed him to. Now he's going to have to really do that next year. He's going to have to really be a consistent from November to March. He's going to have to be a consistent player for them to be successful if Jordan Bohannon doesn't come back, because they're going to need that. They're going to need that guy that can shoot from the outside, the guy that can get to the basket, that can do all the things he can do, and he has to be consistent next year, and he has to take that big step from freshman to sophomore.
We had a couple people on the text line say that this is a big opportunity for Cordell Pemsel next season. His big issue has always been staying healthy. Do you see him having a big rebound campaign next year?
If he can stay healthy, absolutely. I mean, I think that he brings – I think he brings a toughness to that team. And, I mean, you kind of saw that in the Iowa State game when he came back when they needed him to at least give them a game and to give them good minutes that night, and he did that. And so I think that influence – you're going to need some leadership on the court next year. I mean, if Jordan Bohannon can't go, you're going to need some experience. You're going to need some leadership out there, and I think he's the kind of guy that does that. I think he's well-respected in the locker room. He's a guy that has stood up for his teammates. So you're going to need him to be healthy all year, and you're going to need him to give you, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. Maybe he cracks that starting lineup and gives you more. But his role is going to have to increase next year, and if he can do that and stay healthy, I think he's a big part of this team.
Kind of in that mold where you lose Nicholas Bear, could he be that type of role? Not necessarily – they're two completely different players, but that spark right. And energy and toughness off the bench.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I mean, I think that's kind of what he could have been last year if he'd have played the whole year. You know, I mean, he's just that kind of kid. And like I said, he's a big part of that club, of that clubhouse, of that locker room. And I think that's why I think it will be good to get him healthy and to get him where he can play a full season and be a part of that team. Because I think he's grown a lot. I think he's a very mature player. I think he's a very good leader, and I think that's what they're going to need next year. And so I think when you look at if you don't have Jordan Bohannon, you're going to need a leader, and I think that's a guy that can fill that role.
John, in non-Iowa related Big Ten basketball news today, it sounds like Michigan is going to roll with Juwan Howard as a replacement for John Beilein. Do you think this is going to work out for them?
I don't know. You know, I find it interesting that a few years ago they wanted to wash their hands of everything Fab Five, and now they bring back one of the guys that was part of that. And granted, he wasn't a part of what happened, but I mean, you know, so I mean this is a guy that I mean he's been in the NBA. He, you know, it's for him, I think it's going to be a question of what he does with his staff. Who are his assistant coaches? Because I think you're going to need to have an experienced coach on there with him. You know, you're going to have a really good recruiter, because, I mean, this is a guy stepping into his first college job. It's a roll of the dice, I think. And I think it gets the fans excited and it wins the week. Hey, look, you know, we're bringing back this guy that was such a big part of this program. But, you know, like I said, I think it's going to depend on what he surrounds himself with on his staff to whether this can be a success. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing going forward.
Does this coaching change have the possibility of reshaping the basketball landscape in the Big Ten just based on the amount of success that John Beilein had at Michigan?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, I think when he left, I think everybody, I mean, you didn't know. And you've seen some guys leave from Michigan. So you don't know what they're going to be like next year. And when you looked at it with Beilein coming back, you figured this was a team that was going to be in the top two or three. Now it kind of changes things a bit, because now they're just one big question mark. And so, you know, I mean, it's a team that I think if everything falls right, yeah, there's some talent there and they could do some things. But, you know, this could also be this, you know, when you roll a dice like this, anything can happen. And, you know, if something bad happens and it's a disaster, then, you know, who knows? But yeah, I do think, it's a big moment for that program, because that program was so steady under John Beilein. And now, you know, it's like, now you don't know what they're going to be. And so that'll be, I think, one of the most interesting things about next season as we move forward.
John, I want to see you next season at Carver Hawkeye Arena, roaming the sidelines like Drake the other night in the Toronto. I want to see you give Fran McCaffrey a little back rub right in the middle of the game. You think we can make that happen?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I'm sure he would appreciate that.
It would be a phenomenal back rub. I think we all know that. 32-17, best winning percentage in the National League. Can we start talking World Series with the Dodgers?
I told this friend of mine today that I thought they'd clinch the division by Labor Day, and I think now they'll clinch best record by Labor Day. But that's just me. I'm thinking way ahead here at this point. So,
John Bonenkamp at the Burlington Hawkeye, history made today at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and he was here to see it up from Burlington. Appreciate it as always, John. We'll touch base down the road.
As always, see you later.
6-19. So if you're going to split a doubleheader, you may as well win the nightcap in no-hit fashion.
Is Drake the new Sports Illustrated cover curse?
Drake just, I know.
Drake?
The Bucks coach is not a fan of his antics. He was not happy watching that last night. How does one even roam the sidelines of an NBA game like that and not get into trouble? I guess it helps to be rich and famous.
That does help.
If you or I did that, we would be escorted from the arena and most likely banned for life. Drake can do it and it becomes a meme. Next, if we ever have Nick Nurse back on the program, we can ask him.
We've had him on once.
How the back rub? How what? On a scale of 1 to 10, how good at back rubs is Drake? And then we can ask him.
See, I feel
who's
Nick,
the bear?
Nick is such a nice guy that he would laugh at that and answer it facetiously. But I could see if you ask Kawhi Leonard about Drake and the back rub, he wouldn't be as humor filled as Nick Nurse would be. He'd be upset by it.
A little bit of a programming note here to possibly keep in mind. Looks like this is something unusual. They don't have to usually deal with this in Los Angeles, but the Angels got some rain at Anaheim Stadium. They have not had a rainout since the 2015 season. The last rainout prior to that was 1995. They've had two games rained out since 1995. The Angels are supposed to host the Twins tonight. We will have that game for you, weather permitting, on 107.5 FM. The Twins have not swept the Angels in a three-game series in Anaheim since 1996. You may have heard Chris Atterbury mention that earlier today on the Twins recap from last night. They are playing really good baseball right now, and they brought up Luis Arraez from the minor leagues, former Midwest League All-Star here a couple years ago, 2016, I believe, with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He's hitting like 538 right now. Even popped a home run. He's got, I think he had six home runs or something like that in the minor leagues, and he's already got one in the majors. The Twins are rolling right now. It's hard to look at what they're doing in the AL Central and not be a big believer right now. They've got a 7-game lead on the Indians, who are just hanging out in second place. I don't think the White Sox, Tigers, and Royals are going to challenge anytime soon. So it's a two-team division. It may not even be a two-team division at this point. Bad news, though, for the Yankees. If you heard SportsCenter at the top of the hour, Giancarlo Stanton suffers a little bit of a setback with his rehab, so it'll be a while before he returns to the fold. Luke Voit holding the fort down for the Yankees. Luke Voit, Gio Urshela, trying to think of some of the other guys that are currently...
DJ LeMahieu.
And yet the Yankees are 30-17 and two games up on Tampa, 5.5 up on Boston. The Red Sox have really turned things around, though, the last couple weeks after starting. The Red Sox and the Cubs are both looking okay right now. Boston is 2 games over .500, and the Cubs a 1.5 game lead at the moment on the Brewers, a 3.5 game lead on Pittsburgh in the NL Central. 28-18 Cubs and Phillies again tonight at Wrigley Field, and hard to top last night's walk-off with Javier Baez pinch hitting. The Cubs will try to do that tonight. 6:23, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle has one final big board update to bring you from our friends at Alexander Lumber, and we will take you home at least until 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, and online at KGYMradio.com. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will continue after this.
The name of the business is called Archery Veterans Barbecue and Catering Service. I grew up watching my mom in the kitchen as well as my grandfather. I absolutely loved to cook. I previously went to one bank and was told no. Hearing that word no, it's gut-wrenching sometimes. Then I walked into the Paco. The first thing they did was said, hey, look, let's open you a checking account. Where do you want to grow financially? First thing that I did state was, I want to own my own business. John wanted to know how serious I was. Give me your short-term and long-term goals. Once I did that, I came back to him with a game plan, and from that aspect, it just blossomed. Thank you for believing in me, not only as an individual, as a father, as a veteran, and as a human being.
Learn more about our impact at dupaco.com/impactful. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can save big money on everything for your home. When it comes to outdoor wood projects, Cabot has a stain for every style. Right now, save $10 a gallon after rebate on all Cabot premium exterior wood stains and finishes, including Australian Timber Oil, Semi-Solid Deck, and Solid Siding Stain, Cabot Gold, and Deck Correct. Good through June 2nd. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to My Lux in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at My Lux, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
My Lux Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMyLuxAuto.com.
It's all fun and games until you hear those dreaded words.
I'm bored.
Yep, school's finally almost out, and now's the time to figure out whether your internet will be ready. For a limited time, get I'm on 80 megabit internet for just $54 a month and lock in this special rate for the next 2 years. We'll throw in a free Wi-Fi router for 3 months so the kids can play and watch in every room of your house. Switch to I'm on's fast, reliable internet service today for streaming and gaming without the whining. Go to imon.net/radio before May 31st to get this great deal. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Atterbury inviting you to join us for Twins baseball tonight as they try to do something they haven't done since 1996, sweep a three-game series in Anaheim. 7:30 is our pregame lineup card. We'll play house calls, give away some tickets. 8:07 first pitch, Martin Perez versus Matt Harvey. We'll see you then on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Don't count out the Iowa baseball team just yet. Kyle's going to give you an update on how the Hawkeyes are doing in Omaha in just a few seconds here with our final big board update. But Iowa opening Big Ten tournament play as the number 8 seed, taking on Indiana. And you never know. Hawkeyes could win in advance if they score a run. Runs are at a premium today in this matchup between the Hoosiers and the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600. Programming note, we will be off the air Monday for Memorial Day. Lots of ESPN baseball coverage between now and then. So local programming continuing for the next 2 days before we enjoy a three-day weekend, and we hope many of you do as well. Todd and Alex with you for about another 35, 40 minutes here or so until we step out and turn things over to ESPN. We'll be resuming local programming tomorrow. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, your next opportunity to win a very nice prize with us here on KGYM. Tickets to see Disturbed at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. You'll have to win them from Mark Dukes as he plays Disturbed lyric or Disturbed poetry. More details on that to come tomorrow. But first, Kyle has rejoined us in the studio. It's the third and final time today. He'll bring you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber, soon to be in a new permanent location in Iowa City. But right now, you can find him at 2802 Independence Drive.
This was pretty expected, but lately it feels like any good news for Iowa basketball would be at least a little bit surprising. Joe Wieskamp announced he officially withdrew his name from the NBA draft and will be returning to Iowa for his sophomore season. He was actually second among Big Ten qualifiers at over 42% from beyond the arc as a freshman, was third on the team in scoring and second in rebounding, and now with Jordan Bohannon's surgery this morning, Wieskamp appears poised to take the reins for the Hawkeyes. There were actually two big bits of not bad news for the Hawkeyes today, the second being that Billy Taylor was hired on to Fran McCaffrey's staff, filling the void left by Andrew Francis. This will be Taylor's fourth separate stint working with McCaffrey, most recently serving as Iowa's director of basketball operations from 2014 to 2016 before taking a head coaching job at Division II Belmont Abbey. After a rough couple weeks to end the regular season, the Big Ten baseball tournament represents the Hawkeyes' only chance to make it to the postseason, and that struggle begins tonight against top-seeded Indiana, but the Hawkeyes are doing pretty well. They've at least got themselves in position down the stretch here. They're scoreless heading to the bottom of the sixth inning right now. I wouldn't quite be doing my job if I didn't mention that Austin Schulfer and Jose Martinez combined to no-hit the Bees in game two of a doubleheader. The Colonels won 9-0. Once we get off the air, we were supposed to have the Kevin Durantless Warriors struggling to maintain the dynasty against the Blazers, but as it turns out, they're totally fine without Kevin Durant, so we've just got the Twins and Angels on the North Gym whenever that game comes out of a rain delay.
And now they may not play that game tonight, depending on whether or not the grounds crew can get that field ready. There is Phil Miller, who joins us on the program oftentimes, the beat writer who covers the Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, tweeting out photos of three separate puddles of standing water on the surface there at the Big A in Anaheim. So hopefully they can get that game in. We talked about this a little bit with Brad Botkin of CBS Sports, but it may come into play with the Bruins in the NHL, but certainly you've got to keep in the back of your mind, will Golden State benefit from all this rest?
No.
Or do they lose a little bit of momentum? They're going to be sitting around for a better part of almost a week here, waiting to find out who they're playing in the finals.
Here's where I will point out that, at least in the Stanley Cup playoffs so far, the two teams that have swept series have gone on to get swept in the next series, and hopefully it's a third time. I don't think it's going to be a sweep, but you get the pictures. And it has to be tough when you're in the playoffs and you're on a routine. You're in a routine. You're playing every other night. You get a night off for travel a lot of times, or regardless, even if you're staying in the same town that you're playing, and you get one night off. You practice, you go to shoot around, you go to the morning skate, if it's the NHL, and then you play that night. Now imagine being in the heat of the playoffs and you're playing every other night. Your competitive juices are flowing. The adrenaline is going. You know when you're going to play, and then all of a sudden, right in the middle of it, you get 10 days off, and then you just have to rev it right back up for the championship series. That's definitely not easy. It has to be such a difficult thing to try to keep going while you're resting. You need the rest, but at the same time, you're beat up. You've been playing for 100-plus games, and the rest feels good, and you allow yourself to relax a little bit, and that's when you can get yourself in trouble.
On the other hand, you're probably hoping that that happens with the Boston Bruins.
I would not mind that at all.
What is the series schedule again?
So Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and then Monday again.
So they're playing on Memorial Day.
Yes, the first game of that series, 7 p.m. on Memorial Day in Boston.
Well, Sean Leahy, who covers the Blues for a living, will be with us on Friday's program as we'll preview the Stanley Cup final. Has it sunk in yet?
Not really, no.
It's
weird. It's just weird.
Now, are you one of those people that you prefer to watch games alone, or would you rather do it in a group? How'd you watch the game last night after you left? And he didn't even say goodbye last night. He just, I put my computer down on my desk and I heard the metal door clank shut down the hallway as Alex was out the door.
I like to watch the game either by myself or with people that I know very, very well.
Okay.
So,
AKA not going to a bar hanging out with strangers.
No, not for a game of that magnitude. But for a present for my birthday, I will be going to game 3. I basically, my parents kept asking me, hey, what do you want? What do you want? And I said, I don't know. I don't know. And then I text my dad last night. I was like, hey, maybe tickets to the Blues in the Stanley Cup final. And that will be the present. I don't want anything else. I don't even want a Christmas present. It can be for both. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Speaking of, if there's anybody out there with a Twitter handle, at AlexKuhn522, happy birthday. At AlexKuhn523 has a birthday tomorrow. And I don't know how, much like you ruining Christmas and giving UNASH tickets to the PGA Championship last year, I don't know how I can top or anybody in the building can possibly top getting tickets to Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So there, we'll have some sort of birthday celebration for you tomorrow, but it's going to be very muted in light of you going to Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Ticket prices, by the way, if you're looking to get in the building Monday, the series gets underway. The first two games are in Boston. $610 is the cheapest ticket in Boston for Game 1. $550 for Game 2, and then, let's see, did I get that right? Yeah, Game 1, Game 2, Game 3, Saturday at the Enterprise Center, $799. I would have thought they were way more than that on the secondary market.
Right, luckily, we know some people with season tickets.
Yeah, you know some people. Everybody knows people. That was the number one question the number two question when I had tickets to see the Cubs in the World Series.
You weren't paying $700, were you?
First question was, how much did you pay for your tickets? And then everybody would then ask, how did you get your tickets once you told them the small pittance that you paid for them, which was still a large amount of money. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't what those tickets were going for on the secondary market. So It pays to know people. Everybody, you got to know people.
You got to know a guy.
It's like
gal.
When you get rich enough, you have people who can talk to other people who get you stuff. But I'm so excited for you, man. That is first time in 49 years, first time in your lifetime, your favorite team. Now,
so
granted,
I
you're
ask
a Cardinals fan and you have seen them in the World Series several times, but this is different.
I've seen the Cardinals one time in the World Series.
Is different.
You want to know which game it was?
I bet they lost.
2004.
Okay.
Game 3. Jeff Supon gets picked off between third and home against the Red Sox.
I don't know if I would, if I wanted to see a World Series game with my favorite team. I don't know if having Jeff Supon on the hill would inspire too much confidence.
Didn't work out too well. So that's the only. I've been to a couple of NFC Championship games. The Rams won both of them. But I've been to one World Series game. The Cardinals got blasted. And I've been to a few playoff hockey games, but never a championship round, obviously, or a conference championship. So I don't know what to expect. I really don't.
I was at the United Center in 2014 for, I think it was just a first round game between Minnesota and Chicago. And there's a little bit of a rivalry there.
I remember
there.
That series, yeah.
That was, the atmosphere there was 10 times crazier than during the regular
right.
season. So I can only imagine what a Stanley Cup final is going to be like, especially for a city, which, as you pointed out the other day, for St. Louis getting the reputation as a baseball mecca, that fan base has always been there for the Blues, and there have not been a ton of great times for St. Louis Blues fans, and yet they've never turned their back on that franchise. And here they are on the cusp of history. And that being said, I haven't looked at the odds. I'm assuming that the Bruins are favored.
The Bruins are a toss-up favorite. I mean, it's okay. A pick 'em. I think they gave the edge to Boston based on the fact that they have home ice advantage in this series, despite the fact the Blues are 7-2. Two really good goaltenders. Tuukka Rask right now is probably in line to be the Conn Smythe winner. He's been outstanding. Jordan Binnington has been great. So, I mean, this is, to me, I look at it, anything can happen, but seems like a pretty darn 50-50 even split type series to me, and one that could go seven games, which would not be good for my blood pressure.
It's too bad they don't have a Binny's Beverage Depot in the St. Louis area. They could get Jordan Binnington to get some sponsorships. They do have dirt cheap liquor down there, but I don't know whether that works for anybody on the Blues.
Here's the secret about dirt cheap liquor. I've never actually seen one.
It's not actually dirt cheap. Oh,
they have a lot of advertisement. Like, if for those that don't know, Benny's Beverage Depot in Chicago is what dirt cheap is in St. Louis. They have these ridiculous advertisements with this bird, and it's absurd. But I don't
They're
think
memorable.
I've actually ever seen one. They don't really. There just aren't that many locations, so I wonder how they get such a high budget for advertising when you don't actually see one. Well, there aren't that many of them.
Well, I'm guessing between the Cardinals' struggles and the Blues' triumphs, they've been selling a lot of booze at those locations.
Cardinals and Cubs, though, next week. Are you going to be going down?
I think I have. The last time I was at a Cardinals-Cubs game may have been 2014, 2015. I'm trying to remember.
In St. Louis, you mean?
Well, 2014 was in Chicago. That was the same day of the Blackhawks played early on a Sunday against the Wild, and then Cardinals-Cubs was the Sunday night baseball game.
Timeout.
And so I did a doubleheader.
Timeout. You realize what's happening here? This is a Johnny Holiday moment, Todd.
Uh-oh. Johnny Holiday?
Remember,
somebody's going to send us crabs?
No. So
Johnny, hey, Johnny, if you're listening, it's been about 6 years. We're still waiting for that shipment of crabs.
So we had Johnny Holiday on one time, and he was talking about the first time when Maryland traveled to Iowa. This was going to be the first time that he's ever been to Iowa, even
yes.
though Todd met Johnny like 2 years earlier, right?
Yes.
And
he did the football game, and then he did the basketball game. He's like, I'm really looking forward to coming to Iowa.
And you just said that the last time you went to a Cardinals-Cubs game was in 2014, and we've gone to Cardinals-Cubs games each of the last 2 years together.
together. What is going on here?
Yeah, the old styles. Big Ten Media Day. I totally forgot about that. I was thinking by myself. I was not thinking with other people. But you are correct. Big Ten Media Day. The Cardinals have been the opponent, and they've been in town both times. You can forgive me the one time because the seats were not great.
No, last year the seats were not very good.
Chad Lystico is really good at getting scoops, covering the Hawkeys.
What he's
not really good at, reading a seating chart at Wrigley Field and knowing which seats to avoid purchasing. And the year before that, then we had great seats.
Yes, we did.
The previous campaign. That was a very memorable trip for a number of reasons, but apparently not memorable enough. No, I meant St. Louis. I'm trying to remember the last time I was there for Cubs Cardinals in St. Louis. That may have been opening day of 2011 when Brian LaHare.
I was going to say Brian LaHare in the rainstorm.
Yeah. I tend to, as St. Louis fans tend to avoid Chicago during Cubs Cardinals, I tend to avoid Busch Stadium. I haven't been down there at all since Ballpark Village opened, to tell you how long it's been since I've been to St. Louis.
Ballpark Village has had its trials and tribulations. There have been some issues as far as some incidents happening there, but
they're making money next weekend, I can tell you that.
Exactly. I think they've righted the ship a little bit, and things seem to be heading in the right direction. A lot of the issues were through no fault of their own, so...
Give you a quick update on Iowa's baseball fortune since we don't have any more big boards coming your way. And again, a big thank you to Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander for sponsoring the big board updates. Indiana did get a run in the sixth inning, so the Hoosiers currently on top of Iowa, 1-0 in the top of the sixth inning. It's a double elimination tournament, but the Hawkeyes would have to play their way back through the loser's bracket and not lose again. So the season is hanging perilously in the balance right now for Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes in Omaha. Looks like there's some black and gold in the stands, though. As you can imagine, a lot of red. The Huskers are up next. They take on Minnesota in the 4-5 game. Iowa would take on the winner of that game if they win. I think they would face the loser if they... both teams drop down in the loser's bracket, if I recall the tournament set up correctly. So Huskers or Gophers, I guess pick your poison at this point. But Iowa needs to do some work as that game turns into the late innings, and maybe they can have some heroics, just like Austin Schulfer and Jose Martinez at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. For those of you just tuning in, the Cedar Rapids Colonels splitting a doubleheader at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. They lose the first game 5-4 to the Burlington Bees, and then turn around and toss a no-hitter, a combined no-hitter. Granted, a seven-inning game, but a no-hitter nonetheless. In the nightcap, they've got Burlington tomorrow, and then Peoria comes to town for four games beginning on Friday. That's your next opportunity to catch a Z102.9 Mug Club night at the ballpark as the Chiefs and Colonels play. You can enjoy a mug of beer, just pay full price. You get the plastic mug. You can take it home with you at the end of the night. But more importantly, you can refill it throughout the game on Friday night for a discounted price and then bring it back to future Friday night games and pay the refill price from the get-go. Again, you can get your tickets for Friday night's game online at colonels.com. Colonels and Chiefs will get underway Friday at 6:35. And hopefully, if you're playing hooky from work, as I was earlier today, you don't run into anybody that you work with, especially people who are in management. They didn't seem too upset.
Did you call in and say, hey, I'm a little under the weather. I'm going to be coming in late today.
No, I actually came in early today and loaded stuff for Lunchbox Heroes. So I had been in the building since 10 o'clock, and then I snuck out for lunch. So my time card will reflect that I was here early today, and they didn't seem too upset about it. Again, our friends from Z102.9 are involved with sponsoring the noon games with the Colonels this year. 6:45, we'll take a quick timeout. Again, things not looking too great for Iowa baseball at the moment, but you never know. Baseball games can turn on a dime. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months in December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing.
The word has always been that the 3.2 million bricks here reach out and they select their winner each year. Could it be that they reached into Australia in the form of willpower?
Listen this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 103rd Indianapolis 500, Sunday at 10 on KGYM.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Twins and Angels coming up for you on 107.5 FM tonight, weather permitting. Actually, I think the weather is out of the area in Southern California. It's just a question of whether or not they can get the field to drain properly. The water is sitting there and not dissipating at all. So tonight's game in jeopardy. It is the series finale. Twins looking to finish off a sweep of that 3-game series. Haven't done that since 1996. 6. Todd and Alex with you for just a few more minutes here as we make our way towards 7 o'clock. Lots of baseball games underway across the country. Earlier today, St. Louis and Kansas City in the first game of a doubleheader, the Cardinals fell to the Royals 8-2. They are scoreless, top of the first inning in the nightcap. Phillies and Cubs getting ready to go at it at Wrigley Field. White Sox in Houston tonight. That's a 7:30 first pitch. And the Brewers already victorious earlier today. And they pick up a half game on the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central standings as they beat the Cincinnati Reds 11-9. A strange double play ending that game. Yankees on top of the Orioles 4-0. Game in the bottom of the second inning. Giancarlo Stanton's rehab takes a little bit of a step back as he suffered some calf tightness, so it may be a while before he returns to the lineup for the Yankees. They're doing just fine without him. And Adam Eaton, who was involved in a rather bizarre scuffle earlier this week with former teammate Todd Frazier, those two do not get along. Adam Eaton has hit a home run to give Washington a 1-0 lead on the New York Mets. No basketball tonight. First time in a while that that has been the case, but with Golden State having wrapped that series up, they're just kicking back and waiting to find out who they will play in the NBA Finals. We'd had Brad Botkin of CBS Sports on the show earlier today in the first hour. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast at KGYMradio.com. Some news for Iowa basketball fans today of a good kind. Joe Wieskamp is returning to school for his sophomore year, and Billy Taylor added to the Iowa coaching staff with Fran McCaffrey, former video coordinator for 3 seasons under Fran, so familiarity with the team. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, are you feeling a little better about Iowa basketball today? Better at least than you were after yesterday's Jordan Bohannon news? Yes or no? Poll questions brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
The Hawkeye baseball team has tied things up in the top of the 7th inning at 1, so they answered right back to Indiana scoring
that?
In the bottom of the 6th. So we'll see if Rick Heller's team is on the winner's side of the bracket when we rejoin you tomorrow.
Win or lose, we will be talking Iowa baseball with somebody on the program tomorrow. I can guarantee you that. Plus, we'll have another opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina. And we'll all be doing it from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Join us tomorrow from 4 until 7, 1060 Old Marion Road. Hope to see you there. If you missed anything, our podcast is available now at KGYMradio.com.